This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a Rebel first down. Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Laramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped. Return by Fort Laramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S, scores, one touchdown right after another, all night long.
Oh, my goodness, outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40, goes to the 50. Senior's blue shirt's in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zine's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game. It's Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. .com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie. It is a sunny evening, very warm, strong wind blowing out of the south. Temperature down around 80, peaked at 89 at about 2:30 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. We expect the temperature to be down into the mid-70s by game time. Fort Laramie 1-2, Convoy Crestview 2-1. Redskins, new members of the Northwest Conference in high school football. And the inaugural game for Fort Laramie in the new league is tonight against Crestview. Redskins a win in the three contests. Convoy Crestview is 2-1 on the campaign. Fort Laramie got on the winning side of the ledger last week, winning at Covington 35-15 after losing to Minster and Versailles in the first 2 weeks. Mighty stringent schedule for Fort Laramie at the outset. Convoy Crestview has defeated Parkway 49-7, lost to Macomb 31-14. And downed Wayne Trace last week by a count of 37-16. Special night tonight, also because it's Military Appreciation Night. It is the ninth year that Fort Laramie football has hosted this special evening. It's intended to show respect and honor to those who have served, currently serve, or who paid the ultimate sacrifice defending our great country. Each member of the team has invited a special member of our armed forces to join them on the field to be introduced in a pregame ceremony right before our opening kickoff tonight. Chuck, ideal conditions, a little warmer than we might have anticipated. The next 2 days supposed to be 91, 92 degrees.
Yeah, well, here it is. Still summer, so, I mean, it's not unexpected, but I was kind of hoping for that hurricane to kind of get a little closer to us for a little cloud cover, but not a bad night. And this is such a beautiful stadium, and to see all the flags out here and everything, it's pretty cool.
We've got good listenership here this evening from Northwest Ohio. A lot of the Convoy Crestview faithful have tuned in, those who did not make the trip, and the Fort Laramie side of the stadium is filling to capacity as well. We'll return with head coaches, pregame interviews, Spencer Wells in his seventh year as the head man of the Fort Loramie football program, and Cole Harding in year number two as the boss of the Convoy Crestview football program. They're on center stage next when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. Two good senior quarterbacks go head-to-head here tonight for Fort Loramie. It's Gabe Hart. He's 45 of 68 on the year, throwing 68%, averaging about 260 yards per game through the air. Seven TD passes for Hart. For Convoy Crestview, Bryson Penick, 6'1", 185, a senior, 47 of 69 throwing. Stats very similar to Hart. Good for 68% as well. 202 yards passing per game. Four touchdowns through the air. And the QB for Convoy Crestview is also rushed for 114 yards. Northwest Conference in high school football features eight teams. Lipsick and Ada were replaced this year by Fort Loramie and Lima Central Catholic. And both head coaches coming up in just a few minutes will talk about the new look NWC. We're back shortly. High school football just around the corner. Starting lineup soon. This is Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Spencer Wells is in year number 7, head coach at Fort Loramie. He played high school football at Delta St. John's, was on a state championship team at DSJ prior to Fort Loramie. Spencer had assistant coaching stints at Wapakoneta, Allen East, Marion Local, and Salina. I talked with Spencer earlier in the week, and he described what went into decisions to dump the 3-3 stack on defense and go back to the wide open spread on offense.
It's really interesting at the beginning of the year, especially how your depth charts can change a lot, not just in scrimmages, but in those early games as well, and how your schemes can change. Because, you know, for our perspective has always been, since I've been here and will always be, that we're not going to force a scheme on the players. We're going to try to fit the scheme to them. You know, what do they do well? What are we figuring out about them on offense and defense? And how do we highlight what we do well? So, on that note, after week two, after facing two really good teams, just felt like we had to make some modifications on both sides. So we started the season in a 3-3 stack, and it just wasn't going our way. I didn't see a whole lot of light at the end of the tunnel with that scheme, to be honest with you. But I know that we've got players. I know that we can play good defense. So what we changed to a nickel scheme. It's actually the same scheme that we ran against Crestview in 2018 defensively that we had a lot of success with, and it's one that we've gone back to at different times. Hopefully it's something we can really stick with and have as our defensive identity, but it's an odd front. It's similar to 3-3 stack, but now we have two high safeties. We get more speed on the field, and last week our defense played really, really good football against a much improved Covington team. Covington played really hard. They're well coached. Our defense got a goal line stop. When they were first and goal from the three, they got a fourth down stop later in the game. They gave up a cheap touchdown at the end, but other than that, it was when we were kind of in a prevent, we weren't really trying to stop them per se. We were just trying to stop the big one. So they got a touchdown at the end, but they really just gave up one score throughout that game. And the offense put them in so many bad situations early on. The defense carried us. I know we ended up scoring 35 points, but they did an outstanding job. And really led by, you know, Ray Hoying at middle linebacker was a dude last week. Ray Hoying is one of our best athletes. And it was so much fun to see him play fast in the scheme. You know, he just looked like He was much more comfortable in this new nickel defense, and he led us in tackles. He had 13 tackles and was the type of middle linebacker that we need. Eli Grudich is sniffing. He's right behind him on our team leader in tackles, and he's another one of our linebackers that's in the box there with Ray, and both those guys were reading their keys, making plays. Defensive line, we made an adjustment and put Lewis Hart down there, and he was outstanding on the defensive line, provided a really physical presence. We got a new starter at nose guard, and Griffin Mesher, who's a speedy kid, that we put right over the center, and we slant him based on the game plan, either strong or weak, and he really was disruptive. On the back end, our coverage, our safeties, you know, Maxwell Maurer, and then we're starting a sophomore back there, Anderson Plyman, who, you know, we ran a new coverage that we haven't repped all preseason. It's cover two base now. We've done it in the past. We hadn't done it in a while. We did it for three practices last week leading up to Covington, and they executed the heck out of it. So a lot of guys stepping up on that side of the ball.
Offensively now, you're truly spread once again.
Yeah, so it's kind of been a running joke when we've tried different things over the years amongst our staff. The assistant coaches joke, well, when are you just going to go back to the spread? Because we've had a lot of success with it. And, you know, last year at the beginning of the year, we tried kind of some unbalanced power run game-based stuff, and it was just okay. And at the beginning of this year, we tried being an under-center I-formation team, and it was just okay. You know, and I think if we would have stayed healthy up front, there was I think we had a high ceiling with that scheme, but we really got a lot of linemen banged up, and so trying to be that power run under center scheme, it really just wasn't fitting our identity anymore. So we shifted gears to the spread. Doesn't necessarily mean it's all new plays. It's just how we're doing it, different formations, and so it's a lot of the same stuff that these guys have been doing since they've been little dudes in seventh grade. So Gabe Hart's been leading the way. He's the leading passer in the NWC. We got to get our rush game going, no doubt. And Caden Cantwell, as a sophomore, has really stepped up and shown some explosiveness, especially in the screen game. But, yeah, our pass game, you know, we feel really good about Gabe at QB. Maxwell Maurer, Carter Eilerman, Thomas Hoying at the receiver threats. He's got a lot of good options.
Usually a trademark of a winning program in football is more takeaways than turnovers, and you've got to reverse that trend right away.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're -6 right now, so we have yet to force a turnover, so feel free to jinx us into one of those during the game. I say Fort Laramie hasn't got an interception all season, and then we'll pick one off, right? But no, it's, yeah, and the guys, they're close. We're really close, but got to find a way to force some turnovers. We have to, on the other side, equally protect the football better. Mm-hmm. Got to make sure that we're protecting the football. And, you know, as you know, that's one of the number one indicators of who's going to win or lose, along with explosive plays, you know. So we've been able to create explosive plays on offense, but we've committed way too many turnovers. And so that they go hand in hand. Got to start winning that margin. There's no doubt about it.
Spencer Wells, seventh-year head coach, Fort Laramie Redskins, our guest before tonight's game, Fort Laramie Convoy Crestview. Special night, military appreciation night. Plus, it is the first game for the Redskins in the NWC, so there's a lot to play well for, a special evening at Fort Laramie.
No doubt. You know, I'll start with the military appreciation. That's always one of the neat things that we do every single year. You know, seeing those veterans, get a chance to honor them, seeing our players reach out to people that they love and respect that have put on the uniform. We love doing that, and I think our school and Mitch, our AD, does a great job with how that's organized and how that goes. As far as being in the NWC, I mean, let's go. I mean, it's exciting, like you said. We talked all week. You know, you're going to be the Fort Laramie team that gets to say you played in the first ever NWC game, and you only get one chance at a first impression. So what's that going to look like for us? And we've had a great week of practice. But it doesn't matter if you don't show up with focus, because to be honest with you, Jack, it's been an interesting team so far this year. I don't think we've had a bad week of practice. I've been optimistic going in all three games. We have to find a way to play with focus and attitude from the start. We have not scored a point offensively in the first quarter of all three games. That's got to change, right? Opening drive, we got to come out and make a statement. And then, you know, we trust our defense to get stops. I think our defense, with the change, we got a lot of speed and skill over there. They got a good matchup. Crestview's got tall wide receivers. They've got a great quarterback, nice running back, good offensive line. It won't be easy, but we got faith in that side as well.
Hey, the 7-game league schedule everybody plays in the NWC is a toss-up. The standings, I think, are wide open. Nobody will go undefeated. I don't think there's a chance that'll happen. Who knows? There might be a three-way tie, 5-2, 5-2, 5-2.
So we have everybody in the NWC gets everybody's game films, which is different. In the past, when we played an opponent, we shared our previous two games, and that's how we went about it. But in the NWC, there's a league pool that everybody puts their game film in. So you've been able to kind of, as a coach, you know, look at other teams and get a feel. Not that I'm looking past any opponent, but, you know, you get some extra time during the week. Well, what are they looking like so far? You know, what's that going to look like down the road? And a lot of good teams, like you said, a lot of balance. It's going to be a competitive conference. I mean, it's a very fun conference to be a part of on that end, because we know schools like LCC, Crestview, Bluffton, Grove, Spencerville, and everybody's got a lot of traditions, so you better bring it on a week-to-week basis.
Words of Spencer Wells, head coach at Fort Loramie, talking about the competitive NWC here in high school football in 2024. Columbus Grove is Division 7, along with Fort Loramie, Lima Central Catholic, and Delphus Jefferson. The D6 programs are Bluffton, Allen, East Spencerville, and Convoy Crestview, which is playing Fort Loramie here tonight. Speaking of Crestview, I chatted earlier this week with head coach Cole Harding, and he was real complimentary about Fort Loramie, high on his club, as you would expect, and very pleased to have new members of the NWC in Lima Central Catholic and Fort Loramie.
Yeah, we're excited to have those two teams join us. I mean, they definitely have great programs over the years, and we're really looking forward to playing them week in, week out. You know, it really strengthens our league, and I think that's awesome.
Hey, you're 2-1 after three contests, coming off a big victory over Wayne Trace. Highlight the three games to date.
Well, our first game, we were starting five new offensive linemen. So we really wanted to come out, establish the running game, and I thought we did a really good job at that. You know, heading into week two, we thought we really needed to have some toughness against Macomb. We came out, we had some really good drives, but we just couldn't finish things off there. You know, we made a few mental errors here and there and really kind of put us out of it. And then week three, obviously Wayne Trace, big rival of ours. We played really well that game. Our defense played really well. Again, we were able to get our passing game going a little bit more that night. But we would like to take what the defense gives us. So we executed well. Our quarterback just did a phenomenal job with our game plan and executed really well. So it was nice coming out of that first stretch 2-1.
A power spread might be the two best words to describe your offense. Run down some of the offensive personnel, young men, we'll be talking about a lot when you've got the ball in this game tonight.
It starts with Bryson Penix. He's our quarterback, second-year starter for us. Last year, he threw for almost 2,000 yards. You know, he just has a really good grasp of the offense, what we like to do. He likes to get the ball out quick. He makes really good decisions. And then we have some really good running backs as well. Obviously, Braxton Leith came in from last year with about 1,300 rushing yards. He picked right up where he left off. He's got a bum ankle right now, but we're hoping to get him back as soon as possible. And then we got Zayden Martin and Aiden Martin. Those guys run the ball extremely hard, and are really tough to bring down. So they do a great job just getting all these yards after contact. And then our receivers this year, Isaiah Barton has just kind of come out of nowhere. And, you know, we always thought he had some potential, but this offseason, you know, he really dedicated himself and really put himself in a position to succeed. And right now he has, I believe, about 20 catches, almost 300 yards, just having a heck of a start to his season.
Hey, defensively, some 4-3, some 3-4.
Absolutely. We like to mix it up a little bit, but that goes back to, you know, just our personnel groupings. You know, it's no surprise, our roster, we got about 15 linemen, so that's all grades. So we've got to kind of mix some guys in and out, but we got a lot of skill players, so we try to get them on the field as much as possible.
About half your 22 who start began games last year or earned significant playing time, so some experience back on the field here in 2024 for Crestview football.
Yeah, we returned about 10 guys last year that saw either started or saw significant playing time, and those guys are really stepping up for us this year and showing really good leadership with the guys that are stepping in for the first time.
Hey, highlight your schedule the rest of the way, the NWC. I know Lima Central Catholic and Columbus Grove are probably forecasted to be at the very top, but it's up for grabs, wide open, pretty evenly matched NWC in football here this season.
Yeah, I mean, as you look around the league, I don't think there's any weeks off. You know, there's really good quality teams week in, week out, and especially bringing in Fort Laramie and LCC. I mean, it just strengthens the league as a whole. You know, Bluffton had a lot of success last year. They're killing it right now. Their first three games, you know, Allen East has played really well. They had to travel to Newark Catholic, and they put it on them pretty good too. So, lots of really talented teams in our league. I mean, Spencerville, they're starting 3-0 as well. You know, like I said, you know, it's going to be a battle week in, week out. I think there's a lot of evenly matched teams. You know, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if, you know, the league champ or, you know, the runner-up had a couple losses. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Hey, Cole Harding, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Laramie and Convoy Crestview. Cole is in year number two as head coach of the Crestview Knights. What do you know about Fort Laramie, 1-2 after three contests so far? You and Spencer Wells know each other, played against each other back in high school days, Van Wert, against Delta St. John.
Yeah, I remember playing against Spencer, like, in basketball growing up quite a bit. So he's had a lot of success. He's done a phenomenal job at Fort Laramie. You know, they've had a rough start to the year, but the competition that they're playing is phenomenal. So, you know, I think a lot of teams probably would have that start if they had to play that competition to begin the year. So, you know, they're big, they're athletic, they're well coached. They do a lot of really nice things. They got some phenomenal players on offense, and those guys turn around and they do a great job getting the ball on defense. So I really look forward to being a great matchup tonight.
Head coach Cole Harding at Convoy Crestview alluding to Fort Laramie's first two games of the year defeats at the hands of Minster and Versailles in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Braxton Leith, a 1,300-yard rusher a year ago for Convoy Crestview, probably will not see playing time tonight, out with an ankle injury. A 180-pound junior, 6'1", is really explosive, but Convoy Crestview has a cadre of fine backs behind him. Coach Harding is an Ohio State grad, graduate of Van Wert High School, coached a couple of years out in Arizona before being the offensive coordinator for 8 years at Van Wert. Year number two here at Convoy Crestview. I asked Coach Harding earlier in the week about playing high school football on Friday nights in the state of Arizona during that heat, and he laughed and he said, you wait and see. It's going to be worse this Friday when we play Fort Laramie than it would be any Friday night in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the humidity just yep. it's, there's a big difference. I mean, but it's still hot out there. I don't care what you say. 109's hot.
But it's dry heat.
It is a dry heat.
Dry heat.
That.
We'll return with starting lineups when we come back. Convoy Crestview, Fort Laramie, here at Fort Laramie Stadium, the inaugural Northwest Conference football game for the Fort Laramie Redskins on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Francis Schulze in Rushi, Ohio, offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Hey, for these two teams tonight, Fort Loramie and Convoy Crestview, there are key building components too. Explosive plays will help decide this game. Fort Loramie is looking for a takeaway. Hasn't had one all year long, so turnovers will be a factor for certain. And the play of the quarterbacks, two good seniors, they go head-to-head. And those are the key building components of tonight's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze in Rushi, Ohio, will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game for the Fort Loramie Redskins. The quarterback is 6'2", 205-pound senior Gabe Hart. The running back, Caden Cantwell, 160, a sophomore, six-footer. Tight end, Ty Kemper, 6'3", 195, and a senior. The wideouts, Carter Eilerman, 6'4", 190, a senior. Maxwell Maurer, 6'3", 170, a senior. And Thomas Horn, 6'1", 155, and a senior. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles, Jace Ruhlenkamp, 6'4", 210, a junior. And Lewis Hart, 6'1", 195, a senior. The guards, Ben Kleiman, 6'3", 190, a senior. And Alex Massey, 5'8", 210, a freshman. Dylan Meyer at center, 5'9", 205, and a sophomore. For Convoy Crestview, here is the opening starting lineup. Bryson Penix at quarterback, 6'1", 185, a senior. Feature running back tonight in the place of Leaf is Aiden Martin, 5'10", 170, a senior. Tight end is Liam Putman, 6'4", 190, and a junior. Your wideouts, Aiden Parrott, 6 feet tall, 160, a junior. Isaiah Barton, 5'9", 140, a senior. And Ren Sheets, 6'6", 195, and a senior. Along the offensive line, Denver McDougal, 6'4", 195, a sophomore. David Sarrigan, 6 feet tall, 230, a senior. Kale Lichtensteiger, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, a sophomore. Aiden Adams, 6'2", 215, a senior. And Will Sheets, 6'5", 220, and a sophomore. We'll return with more. Opening kickoff just around the corner. Fort Loramie in its first ever NWC football game against Convoy Crestview tonight, right here on Scores Broadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Knights of Convoy Crestview kicking off from south to north with the wind at their backs here to start this game. Chuck looking forward to covering games in the NWC this year. It looks like a very good league in 24 contests so far. The 8 teams in the NWC are 17-7. Good beginning.
Yeah, it's a nice league. It's perfect for Loramie for football. They don't have to travel all over the state of Ohio to play football now. They can play in a league, and that gets you more pumped.
Here is Hayden Parrott kicking off for Convoy Crestview to start the game in Fort Loramie Fields, down inside the 10-yard line. The return to the middle of the field, near sideline. A good block. The tackle is broken, and the return man for Fort Loramie scoots to the hash mark over here toward the Fort Loramie bench, and it's knocked down on the numbers. It was Cantwell for Fort Loramie, returning to about the 24-yard line, or I should say the 29-yard line. He ran a good 35 yards across the field before turning it up, and Fort Loramie begins first down and 10 yards to go. Gorgeous night for high school football. A welcome breeze out of the south. Clear skies overhead. Sunny conditions. Here is Hart at quarterback. Gives it on the play to Ray Hoying, who bounces it wide. The big man at 6'3", 6'4", turns the corner, trudges up the sideline. He is up and over the 40-yard line to the 45. He got to the 50, was cracked out of bounds into the Crestview bench at the 47 of the Knights. Tackle finally made on the play by Hayden Parrott. He finally nipped at the heels of the running back Hoying and got him out of bounds. Nice run of about 24 yards. Hoying found resistance up the middle, Chuck. Wise move, and got to the perimeter.
Yeah, once he got started, kind of a slow move into the middle, but when he turned the corner, he was flying.
Two backs alongside the QB Hart, who gives it straight ahead to Hoying again, outside right tackle. He's got a slither of an opening, scrambles through it to the 45, and lurches to the 41 of Convoy Crestview. A gain of 7. It'll be second down and 3. The quarterback on offense, who doubles on defense for the Knights, Bryson Penix, made the tackle. We played a little less than a minute. Fort Loramie with two productive offensive plays sits at the Crestview 41. Hart in the spread, takes the snap, Hoying again, outside left tackle, rumbling inside the 35, and he carves out about a 7-yard gain to the 34. Tripped up on the play by Aiden Martin of Convoy Crestview, first and 10 for Fort Loramie.
Nice start. I talked to Spencer a little bit myself when I walked in. He was out there, and he really stressed how they needed a good start. They had not scored a touchdown in the first quarter of their first three games.
And the Redskins' rushing yardage in three contests has been paltry. Very poor, carried by the passing game. Hart's been good, but Redskins simply have not opened any holes. In contrast, opening gaps here tonight. Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field. Open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over! Touchdown! Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. Nice reception by the Redskins right down the middle of the gridiron.
Carter Eilerman got that.
6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebackers, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races, survived contact around the 15 or 14-yard line. Broke clean again. No one in front. Sailed to the end zone. Extra point kick upcoming for Fort Loramie. Thomas Hoying to boot it. And in a minute and 24 seconds, Fort Loramie jumps on top 6-0. PAT try by Hoying is slammed perfectly right down the middle. He's got it. 10:36 left, opening period. Fort Loramie strikes first. 7-0 Redskins over Convoy Crestview on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here is the ensuing kickoff by Fort Loramie. Redskins lead 7-0. We have not played 90 seconds here in the first period. Convoy Crestview has two deep men back around the 15-yard line, but Fort Loramie punches it to the 26, and then it's returned to the 41. Late flag flies in. Good field position for Convoy Crestview. It was Liam Putman who brought the ball back up the middle of the field. Let's see what the marker is all about.
It had to be a sideline warning because that's the only thing this guy could have called. He was 40 yards away from the play.
We just heard from Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Hey, don't forget, a number of subdivisions being created by Wygant, Lakeside and Fort Loramie. Call Wygant at 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107. To reserve a lot in Lakeside. More about Wygant Real Estate and Development in a moment. The quarterback, Bryson Penix, in the spread, stands back at the 37, and we got a pre-snap foul on this play. It's against the Crestview Knights. Wygant also has lots at Woodland in Bodkins and in Minster at Deer Crossing and Park Place and in Phase 3 of Stonegate. Lots available throughout the area thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development. For more information to reserve a lot, phone 419-628-3107. First and 15 for Convoy Crestview from the Knights 36. Man in motion across the formation, and the quarterback keeps it all the way. It was a high snap, speared up over the helmet of the quarterback by QB Bryson Penix. And then he tucked it and zipped outside right guard to about the 42-yard line. And he picked up 6 on the play, 2nd and 9 for the Knights, who can register a first down over at the 48 or 49 of Fort Loramie. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Penix. 2 to the left, man in motion. Fake to the man in motion. Penix keeps right up the gut. Little surge at the 45. He's wrestled down at the 47. Possession play here. 3rd and 4.5 upcoming for Convoy Crestview. Linebacker Ray Hoying tackled the ball carrier, Penix. 9:36 to go, opening period. Fort Loramie 7, Convoy Crestview nothing. Trips to the far left, and it's a flat pass thrown at the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie's all over it. Convoy Crestview tipped it off, didn't fool a man. It was snared at the line of scrimmage, and the receiver was decked right now. Maxwell Maurer clipped the pass catcher in the left flat. No gain on the play. 4th and 5 for Convoy Crestview. Punter is Penix, the quarterback, who stands back at his own 32. A little over 3 minutes gone here in the opening period. Redskins to return the punt. It's either Cantwell or Thomas Hoying. Uh-oh, it's an aborted punt. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie recovers at the 32-yard line. Chuck, a drop in the head. Give me details on that play.
The real high snap, and he got the ball down, and then it just a slow reaction, but Loramie was all over. They were through there anyway. Even with a good snap, it was going to be close.
Knights off to a sloppy start. Fort Loramie possession, 32-yard line of Convoy Crestview. 8:47 left in the first. Redskins in about a half a dozen plays got on the board right away at the outset of this game. Nice crisp pass play, post pattern down the middle from quarterback Hart to receiver Eilerman. And now after the turnover by Convoy Crestview, Fort Loramie throws it deep. It's Hart through the end zone, and a leaping catch is made by Fort Loramie. Wow. What a reception by Maxwell Maurer. He left the ground parallel to the turf in the end zone, picked it off, had the quarterback beaten. Splendid play. Well done. Fort Loramie's hearted quarterback. 2 perfectly thrown strikes for TDs, and the Redskins lead it 13-0, and we have played just 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
They've run 5 plays, scored 2 touchdowns on those 5 plays. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah, Coach Harding said to me earlier this week he feared the good wideouts from Fort Loramie. Redskins kind of set the table for the pass game by rushing well early on the first 3 plays of this contest. As on the ground went Ray Hoying from his tailback spot, he produced. And then Hart threw over top of the Convoy Crestview defense, which was marking up on Hoying. 13-0 Redskins, who have played a very tough schedule, beat Covington last week, 35-15, after being knocked out by both Versailles and Minster in weeks 1 and 2, a couple of very potent Midwest Athletic Conference clubs. PAT try upcoming by Thomas Hoying. He sends it toward the uprights, and he curled it off to the right. It's no good. He missed it. 8:40 left in the first. Fort Loramie 13, Convoy Crestview nothing. On Scores, broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, there must have been a foul of some sort on Convoy Crestview after the extra point, because Fort Loramie kicks off from the night side of the field at the 45. Ball is smacked down to the 2, and it's returned back over the 20 to the 23-yard line with the Knights, and that's where they start. First down, 10 yards to go. Convoy Crestview has run three plays from scrimmage, is down 13-0, and Fort Loramie got its first takeaway of the season just moments ago. A high snap from center on a Convoy punt. Fort Loramie recovered it deep in Crestview territory. We talked about that in the pregame. At Fort Loramie, negative 6 in the takeaway turnover department on the year. Had not gotten one and had it taken away 6 times. Well, right away, knock on wood, at Fort Loramie gets a miscue. A turnover by the visiting team here tonight, Convoy Crestview. Penix back to throw on first and 10 in the pocket at the 13-yard line. Is flushed out, scrambles back up the middle, and he's tackled from behind at about the 24. Did get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe picked up a half yard, second down, a little over 9 to go for a first down. Good coverage downfield by the Redskins, who eventually put some heat on the quarterback, Penix, of Convoy Crestview. 4 minutes gone, first quarter, 13-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Two receivers left, two to the right. Penix takes the snap, options, rolls right, late pitch to the ball carrier in the offensive backfield, Aiden Martin, and he snowed under at about the 23-yard line. He lost a yard, and it's going to be third down and about 11. Good pursuit by Ray Hoying of Fort Loramie. Favorable spot for Convoy Crestview up at the 25. So it's going to be third down and 8. Forward progress given to the runner of the Knights. 7:19 to go, first quarter. 13-0 Fort Loramie. Trips to the left for the QB, Penix. Looks, arches it down the left side. It's all the way over to the hash mark, far side of the field, in front of the Crestview bench, and it's overthrown big time on the play. Intended downfield for Ren Sheets, the big 6'6", 195-pound senior, and it was beyond him. Even at 6'6", he could not catch up to it. And Convoy Crestview, which had a bad snap from center on its first punt, will try it all over again. The punter, Bryson Penix, the quarterback, retreats to the 11. Fort Loramie up 13-0. First 5 minutes of this contest. Another high snap. Penix goes way up, latches on. Line drive kick to the 44 is returned over the 50 to the 45 of Convoy Crestview. Good field position here for Fort Loramie. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our fine underwriting sponsors, including Osgood Bank, teaching children healthy financial habits. and that's an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Osgood Bank, help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open one for the child in your life and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Deep drop by Hart, being pursued, pocket collapses, and he's tossed down back near midfield, a negative 4 or 5 on the play. Second down and 14 for Fort Loramie at the 49 of Convoy Crestview. Right up the gut came Ren Sheets, and he put the helmet right into the stomach of Hart and flopped him for a loss. 6:38 left to go here in the first quarter. I think it's of paramount importance, Chuck, that Convoy keeps Fort Loramie off the board.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, because they haven't shown they can move it at all.
Hart looks up the left side. Receiver falls to the turf at the 38, and then it's nearly intercepted. Hayden Parrott almost speared the ball. Receiver Maurer went down in a heap, and Parrott had real estate in front of him about 58 yards to the end zone, but he could not reel it in. The ball glanced off his fingertips. Third and 14 for Fort Loramie at the 49 of Convoy Crestview. So far, so good on the voice, Chuck. I've got a sore throat, the onset of a cold, very slight fever. Not really sure why I'm here. I'm hanging in there.
You're a professional.
Hanging in there right now. When Friday night kickoff calls, you'd better be there. It is a flat pass to Ray Hoying behind the line of scrimmage. He catches at the 45, gets a block, some interference in front, across the line of scrimmage to the 45 of Crestview, and that sets up a fourth and about 9.5 for Fort Loramie. Redskins send the punt team on.
Good choice.
Ray Hoying will boot it. Convoy Crestview with a single deep man retreating. Nope, two go back, Barton and Parrott, to take this punt from Hoying. Slight breeze against him. Good snap from center. Stride forward by Hoying. Arches it far hash. Oh, it hits at the 14, and it takes a ricochet on the ground inside the 5. Fort Loramie tries to track it down at the goal line, and it's into the end zone by a foot.
Yeah, he tried to dive on it. He knocked it in the end zone. I think it was going to stop on the 1 if he would have left it alone.
So Convoy Crestview gets a break. First and 10 Knights at their own 25-29 remaining here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie's in the lead by a 13-0 count on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, Bryson Penix has been the workhorse on the ground so far for Convoy Crestview. Here he dances around the left end, nothing open up the middle. He sprinted to the far sideline and was knocked out of bounds after an 8-yard scamper up to the 28 of Convoy Crestview. Another running play, a good second, third effort by the ball carrier to the 34. Good enough for 5 or 6. Aiden Martin wouldn't go down. Formidable effort by him, and it's a first and 10 for the Knights. Line of scrimmage 34. Is that the first down on the evening?
Yes, sir.
for Convoy Crestview. 4:50 left, first quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Convoy Crestview nothing. Low snap at the knees of Penix. He's in the pocket, nervous feet. Throws up the far left side of the field. A double coverage receiver had it for an instant, and then it was ripped away at the 40-yard line. Dashing downfield on the play was Isaiah Barton of Convoy Crestview. It's no good. And it's second and 10 for the Knights at their own 34.
That was a nice throw by Penix. He was on his back foot, had pressure in his face, and threw it 30 yards off his back foot. That's pretty strong.
Eli Grudich on the coverage for Fort Loramie. 4:38 left, clock running. First quarter of action. Low snap to Penix. He's going to make a mad dash to the far sideline. He's pushed out of bounds at about the 41 in Convoy Crestview's end. Minimal gain, couple yards only. Sets up a third and four for the Knights. It's 13-0 Fort Loramie on top. Quickly to the line of scrimmage come the Knights of Convoy Crestview. Hurry up offensive attack. Two receivers to the right. You got to believe Penix will throw here. Low snap on the ground. Wide open man underneath the zone at the 47. Catches middle of the field and turns toward the near hash mark. Good pitch and catch on the play. Liam Putman hauled it in, the tight end. Productive gain over to the Fort Loramie 49 as Penix hits Putman. First and 10 Knights, 3:58 to go, first quarter. Ball at the Fort Loramie 49. Handoff on the play. Martin around the right side. Ball stuck in his breadbasket by the QB Penix. Martin chucks to the near sideline into the Fort Loramie bench. After he scrambles for three or four, new line of scrimmage, the 46 of the Redskins. 3.5 to go in the first. 13-0 Fort Loramie. Second down and 7 for the Knights. 1, 2, 3 receivers far left, two to the near side for the quarterback. Snap at the knees of the QB, but he puts his head down and digs hard up the middle for 4 or 5. Penix got good blocking at the point of attack from Lichtensteiger and Sarrigan, two offensive linemen. Ray Hoing stopped the QB 2 yards short of the first down. So it's third down, a couple for Convoy Crestview. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 41. Again, trips to the left. Here's a little juke step in the offensive backfield by the quarterback, Penix. And then he tries to bully his way over right guard. He lurched to about the 39. Might be time for a measurement. No, he got to the sticks. First and 10 for Convoy Crestview at the 39 of the Redskins. 2:48 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 13, Convoy Crestview nothing. Again, three receivers far left. Putman flanked to the right. Here's a little screen behind a couple of blockers. Pass catcher's got it at the 41. He stood up at the 36. Picked up 5 on the play. Penix to Barton. He was pushed hard backwards, but it's a plus 5 net on the play. Second down, 5 to go for a first down for Convoy Crestview from the Redskins 35. 2:12 to go in the first. Fort Loramie on top 13-0. A concerted drive down the field here mounted by the visiting team, the Knights of Convoy Crestview. Again, a low snap from center. Handoff on the play to Martin. Martin breaks a tackle, slithers through an opening, gets down to about the 30-yard line, and then his progress is stiffened by a couple of would-be tacklers from Fort Loramie, not before a first down was registered. Forward progress to the 29 of Fort Loramie.
Boy, the offensive line doing a great job of keeping Loramie's defenders off of Penix.
Three receivers right, another low snap. Ball carrier Martin weaves his way across the line of scrimmage, and then he's bear-hugged at the 28. He picked up 1, and that's it. Offensive line of McDougal, Sarrigan, Lichtensteiger, Adams, Sheets, doing a solid job up front for Convoy Crestview on this thrust down the field by the offensive unit. A minute 20 to go in the first quarter. 13-0 Fort Loramie in the lead over Convoy Crestview. which confronts a second down and nine from the 28.5-yard line of Fort Loramie. Three receivers left, two to the right. Empty backfield, short drop with the QB, pump fake, then pitches, sideline, reception made. Receiver hightails it out of bounds immediately, short of the 20. Nice catch, getting to the sideline, the receiver. Braxton Couch, 6'1", junior, hauled it in. Left Crestview 2 yards short of the first down marker. Third and a couple for Convoy Crestview at the 21 of Fort Loramie, which leads 13-0 late in the first quarter, under a minute left. Three wide left. Ball snap back to Penix. Penix tries to get outside left tackle. Oh, he's leveled. He got close to the 20-yard line, might have fallen over it. It's going to be nip and tuck on the first down. Let's see if a measurement ensues. It is going to be fourth and a foot and a half to go for Convoy Crestview. Final half minute of the first quarter. Play clock says 25-24. Crestview must run this play from scrimmage before the period ends. Fourth and less than one for Convoy. Just inside the 20 of Fort Loramie. Long cadence for the QB. Play clock says 6-5. Short drop, flat pass. Yes, receiver catches. He's jarred immediately. And did he get to the first down six? It's very close. Fort Loramie thinks the spot favors the home team. Let's see what happened. I think Hoing actually may have fought the ball loose, ruled incomplete.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was an incomplete pass. I mean, if it wasn't, Loramie should have been running down for a touchdown.
Because the receiver, Ren Sheets, was 2 or 3 yards downfield. Would have had a first down had he hung on. But Hoing, oh boy, put the licking on him.
They did.
Hoing clobbered Sheets. Ball came loose, incomplete, and Fort Loramie takes over on its own 20. 8 seconds left, opening period. Thought it was interesting that Convoy Crestview threw on fourth down and about a foot and a half to go for a first down.
Yeah, they've been running it a little bit. I'm not sure, but if he catches the ball, it's first down.
Yep. But Hoing for Fort Loramie
drilled him.
Made a pop on the play. And the receiver coughed the ball up incomplete. Redskins first play from scrimmage at the 20. Run it forward for three. It is Cantwell from his halfback spot. Slanted to outside left tackle. 3 yard gain. First quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 13. Convoy Crestview nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating just west of Sydney got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father Kenny started the business on the side. From the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
As we return to action starting the second quarter, it is Caden Cantwell on second and long, running right up the middle, flattened at the 25-yard line of Fort Loramie, sets up a third and five for the Redskins. We kick off play, second quarter of this game, 13-0 Fort Loramie. Deep drop by Gabe Hart. Oh, does he get the arm cocked? Is it a forward pass? It's loose. It is a pass play, incompletion, very close to a fumble recovery by Convoy Crestview. Redskins get a break, that is for certain. That looked like a 50-50 to me, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's so far away, I couldn't tell if his arm was moving or not. You assume the official standing there saw the arm had some movement, but I wouldn't have been shocked if it would have been caught a fumble.
Exactly. Fort Loramie gets a break that Convoy Crestview does not get. And Fort Loramie now on 4th and 6 will punt the football. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 25, opening 30 seconds of the second period. Ball is booted away downfield by Ray Hoying. It is caught at the 41 of Convoy Crestview. And the return man plunges to about the 43, 1st and 10 for the Knights, who ran the ball extremely well on that last possession, then decided to throw on 4th and very short, and it took a timely hit from Ray Hoying of Fort Loramie to stop that drive.
I think sometimes you outthink yourself. I mean, you've been running it, so you're thinking, okay, I'll throw just a little quick pass out there. We only need a yard. Hoying made an outstanding play.
Scoreboard clock reads 11:12 to go until halftime, and the officials are conferring, and a late flag has been thrown against Fort Loramie. So from the end of the punt, Convoy Crestview benefits from 10 additional yards, or is the foul against the visiting team? No, it's on Fort Loramie. And the referee marches off 10 yards to the Redskins 48. 1st and 10, Convoy Crestview.
I have to admit, I don't know exactly what that signal was. It looked like maybe bear hug or...
Appeared to be a late decision, an infraction on the field against the Redskins. Here's the handoff by Penix, ball carrier, and the offensive backfield is slowed, but makes a nice reversal jump cut at the line of scrimmage, and he knifes inside the Fort Loramie 45 to the 42. Good run. Excellent savvy displayed there by Martin. Hole was plugged up, and he generated 6. Anderson Plyman from the secondary in there on the tackle for Fort Loramie. 10:46 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Convoy Crestview nothing. Gorgeous night for high school football here at Fort Loramie's high school football stadium. Sun setting above the trees across the way as we look on toward the bleachers, occupied by a good throng of fans attired in blue from Convoy. Snap back to Penix. Jitterbugs his way to the line of scrimmage. Fights across it. High steps his way to the 37. Maneuvers to the 36. And he produced about 8. 1st and 10 for the Convoy Crestview Knights, who have been led all year long by Penix. Fine combination of passing and running from the QB position. And he's getting it done right now. Snap to Penix, handoff to Martin. Martin started to go wide, looked like it might be a jet sweep. Then he cut it back off tackle, and he slanted forward for about 3. New line of scrimmage, 33-yard line of Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes here in the second period. 13-0 Fort Loramie on top. Second down and a little better than 7 to go for a first down for Convoy Crestview, which is attired in the visiting white jerseys, dark blue pants. A lot of red and blue trim. Fort Loramie, the home black from top to bottom. Red and white trimming. Red numbers outlined in white. Oop, we got a pre-snap foul. Let's wait for the official mechanics from the referee. Offside against Fort Loramie. And Convoy Crestview will now set up shop with a second down and 2 to go for a first down from the Redskins 28. Couple of receivers left, 2 to the far side for the quarterback Penix. Lone setback near him is Martin. The number 1 running back, Leith, has injured an ankle in the last few weeks. Didn't play last week, not available tonight. Here's Convoy Crestview plowing up the middle. It's the QB Penix. He gets it done. He stood up tall, wouldn't go down. Kept nudging forward, pushed the pile, did Penix. He worked hard to get to the 23-yard line of Fort Loramie. 1st and 10, Convoy Crestview, which tries to fight its way back into this game, down 13-0 with 9:23 to go in the second quarter. Two receivers far left for Penix on first and 10. He's probably got a good, 75 yards rushing already, Chuck?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the kid's pretty impressive.
Penix, low snap, deep drop, pressure coming, long, eye-arching pass, far corner of the end zone. It looks like a spectacular reception by Convoy Crestview, and it is a touchdown. Well done on the play. Bren Sheet, 6'6", 195, a senior. Oh, what a target, 6 feet, 6 inches tall. And he made a terrific reception, a good 6 or 7 yards deep in the end zone. Penix knew what he was doing. He threw it up there where only Sheets could reach it, well above the two secondary men for Fort Loramie. And that pass play covered what? How many yards, Chuck?
23.
23. Previous line of scrimmage, a couple yards inside the 25. The ball was lofted beautifully. And here's a very high, soaring extra point kick by Convoy Crestview. And the boot by Hayden Parrott is through. Boy, had that been a field goal, it might have traveled 40, 45 yards.
That was a strong leg.
Fine PAT by Parrott. Touchdown pass. Penix to Sheets. And Convoy Crestview is on the scoreboard, cutting Fort Loramie's 13-0 lead to 13-7. 9:02 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Fort Loramie's Caden Cantwell has just returned the Convoy Crestview kickoff from the 3 to the 23. And that's where the Redskins start. First down, 10 yards to go. 8:55 on the clock. Second quarter, 13-7, Fort Loramie up 6. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. And here we've got two backs alongside Hart. Receiver left, receiver right. It's a jet sweep. No, Cantwell cuts it upfield inside the far hash. No room to run. He is slowed down at the 24-yard line. Good swarming defense from the Crestview Knights. David Sarrigan, 6-footer, senior, 230-pounder, came in from his linebacking post and wrapped up Cantwell. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, all the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway, we'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience in your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and you will come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Short gain by Cantwell as he put his head down and burrowed for 1 or 2. Line of scrimmage, the 27. Fort Loramie confronts a 3rd and 7. Hart to throw. Back at his own 19. Jumps in the air. Loops it for Eilerman. Middle of the field. Over his head. And far over the head of two defenders. And Fort Loramie's got to punt the football. 4th and 7 from the Fort Loramie 28-yard line.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Crestview, after those first two drives by Loramie, have made some adjustments defensively. There is no place for them to run right now.
Crestview has made some modifications on this road trip football game here to Fort Loramie and has shined in the second quarter. Crestview will get the ball back with over 7.5 to go, down to 6. Very high punt. Oh, Crestview should have made the fair catch up at the 45, didn't. Ball lipped on the ground right there at the 44, and it hopped and hopped some more all the way down to the 31. First down, 10 yards to go for Convoy Crestview from that spot on the field.
They had three people back there receiving the punt. I'm not sure why they let it hit the ground.
Yeah, I was surprised. A good loss of 14, 15 yards there endured by Convoy Crestview, which does get the ball back, having scored the last TD in this game. Fort Loramie punched in the first two touchdowns to lead 13-0. Crestview's outplayed Fort Loramie here in the second period, and now it's a 13-7 count. Crestview to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 32 in the night's end. Two receivers left, snap back to Penix. Gives it to Martin, and he jukes right, jukes left, stays on his feet, and he stood up at the 35. He churned for 3 or 4. Second down, 6 or 7 to go for a first down for Convoy Crestview. Knight to the line of scrimmage. Want to remind you about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It's now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main, Fort Loramie, is truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Receivers left and right for the quarterback Penix on 2nd down and 7. He's got Ren Sheets, the tall wide out to the near side. Hand off to Martin. Martin blasts outside right tackle and surges to about the 38. Still a good 4 short of a first down. 3rd coming up for Convoy Crestview. So now at Schaefer Market, you'll find Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. Convoy Crestview to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down, better than 3 to go for a first down. 38-yard line, long cadence for the quarterback, and a timeout is called with 5:55 to go in the second, and Fort Loramie leading 13-7. At Schaefer Market, you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks at Schaefer Market. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market is now your new community go-to store. We'll return with more in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
3rd and 4 for Convoy Crestview at the Knights 38. We played half the second quarter. Knights trail by 6. Running play, Martin, offensive backfield. He's looking. It's his own read for the tailback. He's got an opening, and he dives over the 40 to the 41 or 42. It is very close. Will there be a measurement? Did he reach the first down sticks? He is shy by about a foot and a half. 4th down for Convoy Crestview. Less than 1 to go for a first down. Ball resting in Convoy's end of the field. Ball marked for play inside the 42. Oops, we've got a first down. A measurement was taken. 1st and 10 for the Knights. And the ball is now marked for play where? At the 42-yard line. A little confusion there by the chain gang. I thought I saw the officials about 15, 20 seconds ago signal first down, move them up. and the chains were finally advanced. Hand off to Martin. Martin weaving his way. He's looking for an opening between his guard and tackle. Finally gets it. Patient, disciplined run by Martin, who powers to the 50, over it to the Fort Loramie 49. As he turns out 9 big yards on first down, knee went down at the 50. Call it a gain of 8. Second down and 2 for Crestview. 5:11 to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie 13 and Convoy Crestview 7. Chuck, what are you pointing out?
The flag on the ground back there by the official. I don't know, he hadn't called anything yet.
Oh, you're right, there is.
Called tripping.
Tripping foul against Fort Loramie. It occurred as a dead ball foul after the play had finished, and it's marked off from the line of scrimmage, the 48 or 9 of Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage, 41 of Fort Loramie. Not sure if that's a spot foul or what. Odd distance was stepped off by the referees.
Not sure.
And now the officials inch the ball forward to the 40, right on the 40. Dead center, middle of the field, between the hash marks. First and 10, Convoy Crestview. 5:10 to go in the second quarter. 13-7 Fort Loramie. Here's a fake by Penix to Martin, and then he swings it out to Sheets in the right flat. Sheets on the dead run, wide open. Catches at the 30. Gobbles up more yards at the 25. Puts his head down and chugs hard to the 22-yard line. First and 10 for Convoy Crestview. 5 minutes even to go here in the first half. And the Knights have bounced right back. After a sloppy first quarter, Convoy has outplayed Fort Loramie in quarter number 2. A touchdown, extra point would give Convoy the lead. Martin again, right tackle. Now he bounces it wide, gets some interference, scoots down the sideline. Inside the 15, the 10, stays on his feet. Got to the 5 and then some. Wow, what an effort by Martin. We have a marker down, though a hold may bring it back. Aiden Martin with a dandy run on the play as he patiently used his interference. Got a couple blocks, broke a couple tackles. A nifty dash of 20 yards from the 22 or 23 down about the 2-yard line, but it's negated holding penalty against Convoy Crestview.
It looks to me like Loramie is trying to tackle too high. They're not getting into his legs, and he's a strong kid.
I would say, Chuck, that's a very good observation. Poor tackling by Fort Loramie. Hard-nosed running by Penix and Martin of Convoy Crestview, which is very methodically mixed in the forward pass. And this Convoy Crestview club has got some lengthy receivers. Putnam, 6'4", along with Sheets, who's 6'5". Liam Putman, 6'4", 190, a junior. Will Sheets, 6'5", 220, a sophomore. Here is a running play, but Convoy Crestview right up the gut. And the ball carrier is stood tall at the 30 of Fort Loramie. That was a first down play on first and 20. Well, I didn't see it. It was a quick shovel forward by the QB Penix. Two Sheets, who managed to squirt for a couple yards. Not much of a gain at all. Only netted 2. Fort Loramie was wise to it. Second down, 18 to go for Convoy Crestview from the Fort Loramie 30. 3:40 left to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Convoy 7. Nice play action by the QB Penix. He took the ball out of the tummy of Martin, rose up, and on a quick slant, fired a bullet to Putman. Yes, it's good at the 22, stays on his feet, and scrambles to the 18-yard line of Fort Loramie. Still several yards short of a first down. In fact, 3rd and 6 for Convoy Crestview at the 19-yard line of Fort Loramie with 3:12 to go in the first half. Here is Penix, play action, rolling right, dumps it to the receiver, and he is bear-hugged immediately. Fort Loramie was all over that play. A quick hitter thrown by Penix to Sheets. He was triple teamed. A marker in the convoy offensive backfield that would typically signify holding.
It was thrown by the linesman back here, so that's a hold.
Oh, don't forget, we'll have John Rogers, head coach of Fort Loramie Volleyball in his 18th year, here with us at halftime, along with four captains on his volleyball team, Jenna Barhorst, Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewee, and Katie Luthman. 11-1 record for Fort Loramie, ranked number one in the state in Division 7. Tough gauntlet of games upcoming next three Saturdays at St. Henry, home New Bremen, on the road at Marion Local. A nice 3-0 week for Fort Loramie Volleyball, defeating New Knoxville, Jackson Center, and Rushi. We'll talk with Coach Rogers and his stalwart captains, Barhorst, Mesher, Brandewee, and Luthman, during our halftime break. They recognize the names of a couple of those young ladies. Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewee, were on the state championship basketball team that defeated Convoy Crestview at the UD Arena for the title.
I say two of my favorite basketball players will be up here talking about volleyball here at halftime.
I should say that was for the state semifinal.
Right.
Fort Loramie beat Waterford in the title game. Well, a major, major discussion by referees. What resulted, Chuck, is a 3rd and 17 for Convoy Crestview from the Fort Loramie 29. Four down territory for Convoy. 2:42 to go in the second quarter. Deep drop to Penix. He's looking for Sheets, the big man in the end zone. He's on the sideline. He catches it, but he's out of bounds. 3 yards deep in the end zone, hauled in by Convoy Crestview's wide out, but his legs were straddling the boundary in the end zone. No good. Incompletion.
He's quite a weapon because they've had defense on him two times in the end zone, and he almost got his second touchdown catch.
Yeah, he did. Well, let's see what Convoy does here.
That's a missing field goal attempt.
Now, there was some stiff wind out of the south. Yeah, back at 6:37 o'clock. Now there is nothing. And Convoy Crestview will try a lengthy field goal from Hayden Parrott, 6 foot, 160-pound junior. Ball will be spotted at the 36, a 46-yard kick. Could this be a fake? We're going to find out. Low snap, ball spotted, kicked by Parrott in the air. It is online. It lands 9 yards deep in the end zone. Short, no good. Fort Loramie dodges a bullet later in the second quarter as the Redskins D, thanks to some penalties, snuffs out the Convoy Crestview offense. 2.5 to go, second period. 13-7 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Gabe Hart for Fort Loramie. Rushing play right up the middle. Good, crisp blocking. And Hart barrels up over the 25, 30 to the 32. He garnered 11 on the play. First down for Fort Loramie after the field goal of 46 by Parrott came up short for Convoy Crestview. Here's a quick flat pass on the play. It's thrown Hart to Eilerman near sideline. Catches, and then the ball eventually is wrestled out of his grasp. Ball flies out of bounds into the Fort Loramie bench. I thought Eilerman had it long enough, and he did. It's ruled a completion, a gain of 9.5 to the Fort Loramie 41. No, it's a first down. Move the chains. First and 10 Redskins. 41 in Fort Loramie's end. 1:57 to go, second quarter. 13-7 Fort Loramie in the lead.
Well, you were right. That was a 9-yard, 8.5 maybe yard pass. I'm not sure how they got the first down out of it.
Trips to the left for the quarterback, Hart. Fort Loramie has got three timeouts remaining. Hart eluding pressure. Uh-oh, he does not elude it any longer. It is a huge sack. He ran backwards. Great pursuit on the play by Convoy Crestview Sheets, who made the tackle at the 25-yard line. Will Sheets, outside linebacker, 6'5", 220, a sophomore, came crashing through, and he ran down Hart, who had no chance.
Oh, there was three other guys there. Take your choice.
And now Fort Loramie is in a little bit of difficulty. Second down, 26. You got three timeouts left. Convoy's got two. But unless you pick up a bunch here, you may not use your timeouts.
Convoy might.
Yes. And before the snap from center, oddly enough, Fort Loramie to make sure of things and to understand that everybody's in proper position, gets a timeout before this big second and 26 play call. 1:23 to go first half, 13-7 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Up Fort Loramie just tried a long bomb. Hart threw it 50 yards up the far sideline for Eilerman. Good coverage by Aiden Martin of Convoy Crestview. Eilerman nearly came down with it at about the 38 of the Knights. Pressure put on him by Martin, who managed to carve the ball loose. It went incomplete. And then Fort Loramie on third and a whole bunch tries a very safe off-tackle play, a run by Cantwell. He picked up a couple. That's it. Fourth and 21 for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 30. Timeout called. 68 seconds to go first half. Redskins punt upcoming. 13-7 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Up Ray Hoying for Fort Loramie takes a high snap from center while in punt formation and gets a low line drive kick away over the 50. It skids to the 43 of Convoy Crestview, and that's where the Knights start, first and 10, officially the 42, with 59.3 to go in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie's offense has stalled out in the second period. Convoy Crestview has had the benefit of more plays, better field position. Knights have scored once in the second quarter after Fort Loramie jumped out to a 13-0 lead. It's 13-7, 59 ticks left on the clock late in quarter number two. Convoy Crestview to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback senior, Bryson Penix, got a couple receivers to the right. He's in the spread. He'll take the snap from center back at the 36 or 37. He gives the ball on the play to Martin. Martin trying to squirt through. He stood up at the point of attack, wrestled down at the 45. Keep in mind, Convoy Crestview will receive the ball to start the second half. Fort Loramie got it to start the game. 40 seconds and counting. Convoy Crestview, a timeout left. Fort Loramie with two. Knights in no hurry. Again, Convoy will open up play third quarter with the ball first. Short drop on the play by the quarterback, Penix. Hits a receiver in the flat. Yes, he catches across the 50. Nice throw on the play to Hayden Parrott, who's wrapped up right now by Plyman of Fort Loramie. About 2 feet short of the line to gain. Running play, Crestview. Ball carrier squirts, picked up one, got over the line of scrimmage. Might be a marker down. 4 seconds to go in the first half. 13-7 Fort Loramie. Again, John Rogers, 18-year volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, our guest here at halftime, along with four of the volleyball captains for Fort Loramie: Jenna Barhorst, Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewey, and Katie Luthman. Fort Loramie volleyball team 11-1 in Division 7 this year. You heard me right. Not Division 4. Nope. Division 7. And we'll talk about that very briefly with Coach Rogers.
What is New Bremen? Are they 7 or 6?
They are 6.
Okay.
The majority of the MAC is Division 6. Anna, by the way, Division 6. Rockets, by the way, one of the three largest D6 schools in the state. Houston, D6. Bodkins, Fairlawn, Fort Loramie, Lehman, Jackson Center, Rushi, all Division 7 in volleyball. As our first half here of high school football comes to a close. Two quarters in the books. Fort Loramie 13, Convoy Crestview 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, setup to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. Redskins 13, Convoy Crestview 7. Here at the half, a proud sponsor is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Our halftime report being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Rushi and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. First quarter, Chuck, all Fort Loramie. Second period, all Convoy Crestview Knights.
Well, sometimes when you have that easy a start like the Redskins did, you think it's going to be that easy all night. But Convoy Crestview made some adjustments. They did a good job shutting down the run in the second quarter. Loramie's only got 40 rush yards now. They do have 20 yards in lost yardage and sacks, but they've still only got 40 yards in rushing. They threw the ball 8 times, completed 4 for 97 yards, 117 total yards, 4 first downs for the Redskins, no turnovers. For the Knights, they ran the ball 23 times for 97 yards. He was 8 of 11 throwing the football. He's hit his last 7 in a row, 84 yards, 181 total, 9 first downs, and 0 turnovers for the Knights also in the first half.
Let's keep
13-7, Fort Loramie by 6. We're about 16 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. That's our halftime report. Brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and also by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Hello once again. Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 13-7 halftime score. Fort Loramie up by 6 over Convoy Crestview. And if this inaugural Northwest Conference football game for Fort Loramie is indicative of what's to come this season and the next several seasons in the NWC, it's going to be a very competitive league and a fun one and entertaining one to watch and follow. Good game here tonight. Fort Loramie up 6, 13-7, Convoy Crestview gets the ball to start the third quarter. Very pleased to be joined here at halftime by John Rogers, 18-year head coach of volleyball at Fort Loramie, along with 4 captains of his Fort Loramie volleyball team. And as you imagine things, now we are audio only, but left to right, I'm looking at the 4 captains. So you got to picture this on your computer screen or on your phone as you are tuning in online tonight on Scores Broadcast. To my left is Katie Luthman, libero, leading the team in digs. Jenna Barhorst, our setter, headed to Xavier. She'll be a musketeer. She just recently became the all-time assist leader in volleyball at Fort Loramie. Third from left to right is Avery Brandewee, outside hitter, just went over 500 kills for her career, a member of the state championship girls basketball team this past March. And to Avery's left, ahead of me to my right, is Victoria Mesher, middle hitter, headed to Finley. to play volleyball, joining Fort Loramie graduates Kenzie Holscher and Maya Maurer. Victoria, like Avery, played on the state championship girls basketball team in March, which beat Convoy Crestview in the state semifinal. Convoy Crestview playing Fort Loramie here tonight in football, and then beat Waterford in the state championship. That was the girls' fourth state title in basketball in the tournament sponsored by the OHSAA. Speaking of the Ohio High School Athletic Association in volleyball this year, head coach John Rogers, not four divisions like in the past, not five, not six, but seven. Tell me all about it.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, all we really have in our hands right now is who's in our division. That's it.
Right.
We really don't know where we're playing, when we're playing. We're just guessing. So yeah. The focus has not been on that. The focus has been on just getting better every day.
And that's what volleyball is all about. You build with one contest after another, and hopefully when you hit the stretch run, regional tournament, state tournament, you are playing your very best volleyball of the year. And that's what happened back about, how many years ago, 9 or 10, 2014? You won all the marbles in volleyball in the state of Ohio, and you've been ranked number one all year long in Division 7 in the state of Ohio this season.
Yeah. Next weekend we're having our 2014 team back.
Ooh.
For a little anniversary. Just to introduce them, and just to, celebrate them one more time. And we're playing New Bremen that Saturday. So another good matchup next Saturday.
St. Henry tomorrow on the road.
Yep.
Then New Bremen at home a week from tomorrow. Marion local away the following Saturday. It's a gauntlet. You're coming off wins this week against New Knoxville, Jackson Center, and Rushi. You like these Saturday matches against the MAC programs. You lost earlier in the year to a bigger school, Coldwater. Your only setback, lost in two sets. One set was tight. Your only two lost sets of the entire season, 11-1 right now.
You have to get ready to play on Saturday. Saturdays are championship days. And, that's something we try to do is, put their backs up against the wall on a Saturday and see how we respond. And so far, they've been doing pretty well.
I'm going to test a microphone right here, a stick mic that I've got in my hands, and it is working. Yes, it is. I can see on the VU meter, it's working just fine. There it is. And as I described for you a little while ago, I've got four captains from the volleyball team of Fort Loramie in front of me. I've got Katie Luthman to my left, libero, leading the team in digs. I'm going to ask each of you young ladies, 1, 2, 3, 4, then we'll come back, 4, 3, 2, 1, come up with a word or two or a short phrase that best describes this year's Fort Loramie volleyball team, and you can't repeat. You've got to be new, unique, and different. Here we go, Katie, comment number one.
Goal-driven.
Oh, gold. Gold driven or goal driven?
Goal. Goal.
G-O-A-L. I knew what you said. I knew it. Okay. Jenna Barhorst, number two.
I would say very hard working.
Very hard working. That's three words. Okay. Avery Brandwee.
I would say determined.
Determined for sure. Victoria Mesher.
I'll go with tenacious.
Tenacious. I'm not sure what that means. Do you know?
It means you're hardworking no matter what your circumstances look like.
I will describe your trap pressure defense in basketball as tenacious. Oh, boy, it is. And here we go right back, right to left, starting with Victoria again. You got to come up with a new short phrase or word that best describes this edition of Fort Loramie Volleyball in 2024. Victoria, you're on, and the clock is ticking down. You've got 5 seconds, 4, 3.
I'll say gritty.
Gritty. Okay. Gritty. But now the floor is always real clean in the Fort Loramie gym.
Yeah.
So not that kind of gritty.
No, not that kind of gritty. The other good kinds.
Here we go. Avery's on the clock and on the spot.
experienced.
Oh, that is for sure. Senior-laden club, no doubt about it. Jenna Barhorst, here we go.
Energetic.
Energetic. Oh, that is for certain. And Katie Luthman, number 8.
Hungry.
Ooh, it's halftime at high school football, and I'm very hungry. Okay, let me ask Avery and Victoria, having come off the state championship in basketball last March, what's it like playing on another great John Rogers coached volleyball team and possibly down the road here in several weeks having a shot at a state championship in volleyball? I don't want to put a hex on you, but we media folks think long term.
I mean, yeah, we do have to see our goal at the end. We also have to take it one game at a time and just focus on getting better at every practice and every game and playing to our level every game.
Well, that's for sure. Victoria?
Yeah, we definitely have that goal in mind, but we just take it day by day, and we have to just focus on the next game and not look too far ahead.
Katie Luthman, libero, leader in digs. What's the libero do? I've always asked that question about the volleyball player who's called the libero. And what's your job?
It's a defensive specialist, goes in for, you know, the front row, can go in at any time, and their job is basically to just dig the ball.
And the dig technique, that's something you work on year-round?
Yes. Yep.
And the same with setting. Oh, perform a Jenna Barhorst. What an assist maker. Boy, you set the ball so beautifully. You've got hands and palms and fingers as soft as feathers in a pillow. Feathers in a pillow.
Thank you.
That was the best response. I put you on the spot, and that was a great response. But talk about, Jenna, the commitment you make to volleyball year-round, darn near 12 months of the year.
I play JO, and I think I'm really just determined, and just a lot of the team has been determined this year, and I think we really all have been putting an effort in the summer. We've been to a lot of away tournaments, and we've all been really working hard this year. So.
Oh, Jenna Barhorst, thank you so much. Katie Luthman, Avery Brandewick, Victoria Mesher, captains of the 2024 Fort Loramie volleyball team. Well done. So much fun to have you in the press box here at the half of high school football. And we will be following you. Easy for me to say, we will be following you. Stretch run of the volleyball season. Good luck from here on out. And I know you got a gauntlet of tough games to get you ready for the tournament. St. Henry on the road tomorrow, and then New Bremen a week from tomorrow at home, and then at Mary Local. Thanks a whole lot. And what is your final word, Victoria, that describes Fort Loramie volleyball?
I would have to go with discipline.
Disciplined. And Avery? I threw a curve at her. She didn't think it was coming. The word I like the best is synergy. You play so well together, and that's cohesiveness. And you play with eyes in the backs of your heads, although I've been checking each of you four, and no, your eyes are in the front.
My eyes, normal eyes.
Hey, thanks a lot, girls. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Captains of the Fort Loramie volleyball team here in 2024.
Thanks, girls. See
Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewee, Katie Luthman, and Jenna Barhorst. John, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. We could do two half times with that group. They are, you know, they're just, I've had so many great players in my career, you know, that are just good kids and a lot of fun to be around. And that's, you know, the reason I'm still here is because of kids like that.
Exactly. 18 years coaching volleyball at Fort Loramie, and each season it's more fun than the season, than the season before.
Absolutely. I can't get enough of it. It just, you know, it's funny to say that you're not in it for the wins anymore because it's just fun. But when we're having that much fun, the wins just come.
Right, right.
You know?
John, thank you. Great gratitude to you, your players, and the volleyball program.
Thank you. We enjoy anything we can get, any coverage we can get. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
John Rogers, head coach, Fort Loramie Volleyball, year number 18. 13-7, our halftime score. Fort Loramie leads Convoy Crestview by 6. We've got 3 or 4 minutes before the start of our third quarter. 6-point lead for Fort Loramie. And we'll take a timeout and return in just a couple of minutes with our second half kickoff. Convoy Crestview gets the ball to start the third quarter and is within 6 and an extra point of taking the lead in this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
But here we go. We start the third quarter. Fort Loramie up on Convoy Crestview by a scant 6 points, 13-7. Redskins lead the Knights, and Fort Loramie kicks it off. Convoy gets the ball initially to start the second half, and the boot to begin the third quarter is well done. A resounding thud of a kickoff by Thomas Hoying of Fort Loramie. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney offers financial planning services for a wide range of clients, individuals, families, business owners, giving them confidence and clarity about their financial future. And because we are a business with a strong family atmosphere, we consider our clients part of our extended family. As a result, we take great care to know our clients and provide custom plans tailored to their needs and goals. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney at 937-518-1776. 937-518-1776. And with a bang from the 20-yard line after the touchback on the kickoff into the end zone, a running play to the right by Convoy Crestview, flag thrown in the offensive backfield. Just seconds into the third quarter, Fort Loramie in the lead by 6, 13-7. And the foul against Convoy Crestview will back the Knights up 10 from the 20 to Convoy's 10. First and 20 upcoming. That's three holding, offensive holding calls now on Crestview here. And two of them were drive killers in the first half, and now they got a big one here.
Yep, in the second quarter, two holding penalties preceded a long missed 46-yard field goal. Might have been an opportunity for a touchdown score from Convoy had those penalties not occurred, for certainly a much shorter field goal try. Here is a fake on the toss, sweep by the quarterback Penix, and then he hands it off on the play to Martin. Martin puts his head down and charges over the 15 to the 17. Actually, Penix did not tuck the ball in the tummy of Martin. He kept it, a zone read, and he picked up five on the play, second down and 15 for Convoy Crestview. Line of scrimmage, the Knights 15-yard line. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, offering retirement planning, wealth planning, active portfolio management, estate planning, risk management, proactive tax planning, as well as employer group benefits, Medicare and individual health planning, and social security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Pick up the phone and call for more information or to make an appointment and discuss your financial future, 937-518-1776. Wisebridge Wealth Management, doing business with a lot of customers in the Upper Miami Valley. Short run play, but Convoy Crestview leaves the Knights about 7 or 8 short of a first down. And lo and behold, Convoy elects to run a conservative play call. Although backed up inside the 30, Penix did not throw. He kept it, surged for two. That's it. Eli Grudich on a big stop for Fort Loramie. Fourth down and 4 or 5 to go for the Knights.
Strange play call because they threw it on second down and then ran it on 3rd and 8. But, okay, well, I mean, he's a lot better football coach than I am.
Tell you what, I will see Zach Taylor for the Bengals do that sort of thing quite often.
And you're a big fan of him, so.
Not really. Here is a very poor snap from center. It's collected by the punter of Convoy Crestview, and he is getting away an awkward punt, wobbly. It is in the air over his own 35, hits on the ground at the 40, bounces back to the 38. That's where Fort Loramie will have it, but another marker. And I tell you what, Chuck, late second quarter, early third, flags flying in the air left and right.
Well, I think this is going to be on Loramie, and I'm not positive. I mean, if it was pre-punt, it would be a first down. But if they're going to, if not, then it'll be Loramie's ball. They'll move it back, whatever the penalty is.
Hey, if it's a roughing call, it could be Convoy football out near the 40. Let's see what ensues. The officials are back at the 15, talking things over. Wisebridge Wealth Planning in Sydney, 937-518-1776. Oh, we serve a wide range of clients, individuals, families, business owners, giving them confidence and clarity about their financial future. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The officials still talk and are undecided. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The penalty was major. It was against Convoy Crestview. It was marked off after the punted ball rolled dead at about the 38 or 39. Major step off, 15 yards down to the Convoy 23, and that's where Fort Loramie receives the gift and starts this drive. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 13-7 lead Redskins.
I'm not sure what could have happened there. It was back by the punter. I don't know if it was maybe he said something to the rush or something, but the flag came out quick and it came right at Penix's feet.
Nonetheless, Convoy Crestview gets the bad deal on the penalty. Fort Loramie will take it. Setting up shop just inside the 25 of the Knights. First and 10. Very important short field possession for Fort Loramie, which is up 6. 13-7 early on third quarter. A chance for Fort Loramie to use the short field to get points and push the advantage out to two scores. Hart runs it on first down. He scurries around left end, stays on his feet. He's got 5 yards, 6-4 short of a first down. Ball marked for play at about the 17-yard line. Second and 4 for Fort Loramie. 9:50 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 13, Convoy Crestview 7. Couple of receivers to the near side. In fact, trips on the wide side of the field for Hart. No down linemen for Convoy Crestview, which appeared to have a number of linebacker-looking players standing tall across the line of scrimmage. And the Redskins get the ball thrown out to the right flat for a nice gain inside the 15 down to the 13. A shove out of bounds. Fort Loramie has got it first and 10. 13-yard line of Convoy Crestview. 9:29 to go in the third quarter. Redskins up 6. Trying to use the short field to their advantage. Hart is the lone backer. Takes the snap, and it's a run all the way. Right up the gut behind the center, and he's got valuable yardage. Well done behind Ben Plyman. Plyman and Dylan Meyer and Alex Massey paved the way. Big gain, sizable pickup of 6 or 7. Second and 3 at the Convoy Crestview 6-yard line.
Boy, the interior line that time just pushed them back. I mean, Hart didn't have to do anything but just kind of dance behind them as they pushed the defense backwards.
Exactly. Jace Ruhenkamp, Ben Plyman, Dylan Meyer, Alex Massey, Lewis Hart up front, paving the way for the quarterback, Gabe Hart, who on second down and 3 outside the 5 throws a flat pass. It's caught at the 8 and run after the catch down near the goal line. Maxwell Bauer for Fort Loramie on the receiving end. Hart threw the bullet. Bauer caught it. Good defensive play in the secondary by Hammonds of Convoy Crestview, which kept Maurer from getting into the end zone. And it's first and goal just inside the 2-yard line for Fort Loramie. Hart takes the snap. Outside left tackle. Stays on his feet. He's not touched. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. 19-7 lead Redskins. That officially, Chuck, was what? A 24-yard drive?
27-yard drive.
27-yard drive by Fort Loramie. After a punt by Convoy Crestview, which stopped inside its own 40, there was a major penalty on the play against Convoy. It was deemed to be a dead ball foul after the punt. Penalty was then marked off against the Knights before Fort Loramie officially took possession. And now Fort Loramie, which missed a kick after the second score, goes for 2 to push the lead out to 21-7, and we've got movement up front.
Yep.
And Fort Loramie got a timeout. Redskins a bit indecisive.
Ooh.
They will get together and talk about this 2-point play upcoming, which could be mighty important down the stretch run. 8:15 left in the third. 19-7 Fort Loramie over Convoy Crestview on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Oh, you can tell by the reaction from the crowd that Fort Loramie has run in the two-point conversion around right in. Did Gabe Hart keep it, Chuck?
Yep, took it around, and I'll tell you what, he did a nice job. He had to dive to the pylon, but he got the ball on it.
Oh, Gabe Hart used every inch of the width of the gridiron here at Fort Loramie to take the ball around the right end. And as Chuck noted, the last 4 or 5 feet by Hart, who started that play a good 7-8 yards behind the line after taking the snap, he circled right end and dove the last nearly 2 yards, clipped the pylon with the football, and got over for the 2 points after. 21-7, Fort Loramie leads it. 8:15 left to go here in the third quarter on our high school football game of the week tonight. And now it's going to be up to Convoy Crestview to answer. At this point in the game, a whole bunch of time left. 8 minutes plus here in the third. 12 minutes of playing time, of course, in the fourth. So better than 20 minutes to go in this game. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road, and Rushi, a sponsor on scorersbroadcast.com. A&M's got quite a story to tell. It got started way back in 1986 with just a single customer. 4 decades later, serving 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. Here's a good kickoff return by Convoy Crestview up the right side, 35-40, and a tackle made at the 41-yard line, 24-yard return on the play. Nicely done by Convoy Crestview's counts, or I should say couts, C-O-U-T-S, Braxton Couts. Brought it back nearly 25 yards. A couple of blocks, made a couple tacklers miss. Convoy Crestview, excellent field position. 41-yard line. Here's a screen pass thrown up ahead, incomplete. Ball thrown a yard or two behind the line of scrimmage. And that was a misfire by Penix.
Had him open, but he threw it up the field too far and he couldn't get to it.
A&M Pallet in Rushi has regional customers, many of them in excess of 200. A&M Pallet in Rushi pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And A&M Pallet shows that by sponsoring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Oh, what a defiant run here on 2nd and 10 by Bryson Penix of Convoy Crestview. Trapped behind the line of scrimmage inside his 40. Makes a man or two miss. Herky-jerky move back up the middle. And he knifed to the 50. Good run of 8. 3rd and 2, Convoy. Up to the line of scrimmage in a jiffy. Here is Penix running behind Martin. His tailback around the right end. Bucks to the sideline. 45, 43, 42. Then out of bounds. He's got the first. How many yards on the night for Penix, Chuck?
Oh, he's got to be, I'm not a 100 individual, but he's got to be close.
Yeah.
Got to be close. They have 10 first downs. I mean, they've done a good job of moving the football.
Virtually all of them on the ground. Coach Harding said to me earlier this week, we are a 60-40 run-to-pass team, and he's run it more than passed it tonight, that's for sure. Here's a long throw, middle of the field by Penix. The receiver down inside the 10 has got to turn around for the ball that's thrown a little shy of the mark. Coverage on Sheets, it's good by Fort Loramie. incompletion occurs. Second down and 10 for Convoy Crestview from the Fort Laramie 42. Clock stops. 7:20 left in the third. 21-7. Fort Laramie in the lead. Hey, don't forget, if you're looking for a job, looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level spots available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Running play, Convoy Crestview around the left side to the hash mark. Ball carrier wrestled down. It's Martin. Thomas Hoing greeted him right at the 35-yard line of Fort Laramie, setting up a third and three. Couple of big plays. Crestview in four-down territory. Down 21-7 to Fort Laramie. 6:50 to go here in the third quarter. A&M Pallet and Rushi, message us on Facebook about those jobs that are available or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093 for A&M Pallet. A&M affordably manufactured in Rushi. Penix, the quarterback, long cadence, long count. Time out is determined by Convoy. Third and three upcoming. 6.5 to go in the third. 21-7 Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
It is 21-7 here, Fort Laramie. Chuck, a long list of score updates. Good games going on in the area.
Yeah, Minster was ahead of Parkway late in the first quarter, 14-10. No update on that one yet. Tip led Pickwa 14-10 in the second quarter. New Bremen 11-10 on Versailles. Coldwater 13-6 over Anna in the second quarter.
Third and three. Line of scrimmage to Fort Laramie 35. And here's a coughed up football right at the line of scrimmage by Convoy Crestview. It went on the ground at the point of attack. It sputtered away from a white jersey, a black jersey. Convoy got it back. Fourth and three. Convoy gets to live another day and run another play. Fourth down upcoming. 3 yards to go for a first down. 35 of Fort Laramie. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. 21-7 Redskins. Snap back to Penix. Here he goes. Left guard, left tackle. He's on the end. Gets to the edge. Sideline. 30-25. Bounced out of bounds. 21-yard line of Fort Laramie. Heck of a run by Penix. Tell you what, Chuck, he runs a lot bigger than he really is. 6'1", 185, a senior. He's a load. Looks like 6'2", 6'3", well over 200 pounds.
Oh, he's fiery, too. He got hit on the sideline there, and he shoved the defender off of him.
First down and 10, 22-yard line of Fort Laramie. Center is over the ball. Trips to the right. Lone setback, Martin with Penix. Rolls right, looking toward the line of scrimmage. He goes, gets the corner. Charges to the sideline, rumbles for about three, out of bounds at about the 18 of Fort Laramie. Second down and seven coming up. Ray Hoing lowered the boom on Penix. 5.5 to go in the third. 21-7 Fort Laramie. Big series here. Convoy cannot afford to come away without a touchdown. Trips to the left, the wide side of the field for Penix. Martin alongside. And Martin gets the nod. He roars to the line of scrimmage, then tries to sprint away. He's beyond the numbers, far side of the field, and he's bumped out of bounds in the area of the 14, and he is a good two or three short of a first down.
Looking kind of like the San Francisco backup running back Monday night.
Right. Officially third and two for Convoy Crestview. 14 to Fort Laramie. Lions are down. Penix to Martin right up the gut behind the center. He bullies his way to about the 11 or 12, and you can move the chains. First and 10 for Convoy Crestview. Offensive line doing yeoman's work. Denver McDougal, David Sarrigan, Kale Lichtensteiger, Aiden Adams, Will Sheets. They are the man of the moment for Convoy Crestview during the dirty work up front. Here's an odd-looking formation. It looked like somebody was under center. Ball was snapped back deep to Penix. Penix carved out yards over the right side. Ray Hoing upended him again. Not before Penix tracked his way for six. It's second down and four from the Fort Loramie. Was it inside the 10, Chuck?
Looks like it's got to be down
11.
No, it's the six. Yeah, it's
six. 6 yard line, not the 11, the six.
No.
Need to get to the 3 or 4 for a first down to Convoy Crestview. Oh, here's the quarterback, Penix. Beautiful play, rolling right, hit the receiver, running parallel with him at the goal line. Caught, touchdown. Well done, Putman for Convoy Crestview, the tight end. Slid across the line of scrimmage late. Wasn't accounted for by the Fort Loramie defense. Beautifully designed play.
Absolutely.
And that call was the right one for sure. Penix deals a pass to Putman. And it goes from, what, 6 yards away, Chuck?
6 yard touchdown pass.
And it's 21-13. Big extra point kick upcoming by Hayden Parrott. Boy, is it high. A skyscraper of a kick. A long, lofty boot. Yes, it's through the uprights. 3:49 left, third quarter. We've got a good game going. The NWC inaugural contest for Fort Loramie against Convoy Crestview. Redskins up 7. Convoy Crestview got the deficit in half. 21-14. 3:49 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
F&M Bank in Anna, Jackson Center, Urbana, and Sydney, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie receives the kickoff and puts it on the ground at the 15-yard line. A late return to the 22 field position. Not so good for the Redskins. They start just beyond their own 20-yard line, leading by 7 now, 21-14. Fort Loramie had led by 14, 21-7. Led earlier 13-0. Good answers by Convoy, which is within reach. Fort Loramie needs to put together a constructive drive here, flop the field. Redskins want to generate points, push the advantage back out to 2 scores. 3:40 to go in the third. Trips to the right for Gabehart. Boy, Convoy's defense, Chuck, has really stepped it up since the first quarter.
Yeah, they have. That little 27-yard drive is the only thing that Loramie's really gotten.
You're right. And that 27-yard drive occurred earlier in this half as a result of a short punt by Convoy Crestview and a punt, or I should say, and a penalty against the Knights after the punt. Short pass before Loramie, good for 5. Left flat right in front of the Convoy bench. Second down and 5, Redskins at their own 27. We near the 3-minute mark late in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie's gone to the empty backfield. 3 receivers to the right for Hart. Throwing formation for sure. He fires it hot and high. 4 or 5 yards downfield. Incomplete. Intended on the play for Maurer, no good. And now Convoy Crestview can get a big third down stop and get the ball back with fairly good field position.
Yeah, he threw that way too hard for the pass. All they had to do was throw it out there. It's going to be first down.
Key play here for Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right of Hart, who's on the far hash. He takes the snap from center, looks right. Oh, it's a pump and go. He throws a bomb near side. Eilerman comes back for it. Yes, he's got it at the 42-yard line of Convoy Crestview. Ball thrown to his back shoulder, a little shy of the mark. Double coverage in Eilerman. He picked up the ball in a hurry. Well done. And the two Convoy defenders got turned the wrong way. That is a monumental third down pass completion by Fort Loramie. How many yards, Chuck? That was a big
30.
One. 30 right on the button. Over to the 41 of Convoy Crestview.
Great job of adjusting to the short throw. The defender couldn't pick it up, and the receiver made a nice job coming back to it.
Three receivers left for Hart of Fort Loramie. The senior signal caller takes the snap from center, and he's going to glide right up the front. He does. Behind the center, middle of the field, as Convoy Crestview gave him some room. They were soft in the middle of the gridiron. An easy, quick six for Hart. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 21-14 Fort Loramie. Penix on the last tackle for Convoy prevented a much longer gain for Fort Loramie. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank in Urbana, Jackson Center, Sydney, and Anna. Hart wants to run up the middle, no room. He tries to spring it wide. Good defense by Convoy, which stretches out the play inside the 35 at about the 34-and-a-half, third down, and 2 or 2-and-a-half to go for Fort Loramie. Final, a minute 16 of the third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 21-14. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. 7.5% interest rate. Ask about the Home Buyer Account by F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. Three receivers left for Hart. Short yardage needed. He runs up to the line of scrimmage. No room in the middle. Slides to the left. He's outside tackle. Stays on his feet. Hart taking a page out of Penix's playbook of Convoy Crestview. He calls his own number, and he bangs ahead for a significant gain of about 10. New line of scrimmage is the 21 final half minute of the quarter. Well, hard to choose between these two quarterbacks, both of them getting it done, Chuck.
Both of them are very impressive, and they got some talented people to throw the ball to.
We talked to right at the top of our presentation during the open at about 6:30 about these two quarterbacks. Their stats very good through 3 weeks of play. First and 10, Redskins, 21-yard line. Guess what? Hart calls his own number again around the left end. No one touches him. He's to the sideline, gets the yard to gain, stays on his feet, and he is chucked out of bounds in the area of the 5 or 6. A second to go here in the third quarter. Penix is doing a job on both sides of the field. He saved a touchdown and managed to lower his shoulder against Hart and get him off the field of play. Line of scrimmage is marked back at the 8. That's where Hart officially put his toe on the sideline. So from the 8, it's a goal-to-go situation. A second to go here in the third quarter. Time for one more play. Snap to Hart. And Hart keeps it around right in, stays on his feet, gets a block. He puts his head down and lurches to the 3, the 2, maybe even the 1. And that ends the third quarter. Fort Loramie second and goal when we come back, leading 21-14 after 3 on scores.broadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, here we go. Fourth quarter. Second and goal. Fort Loramie 1 yard line. There's a pile up in the middle. Hart sneaks it. He is inching forward. He's got the touchdown. 27-14 Fort Loramie. That was a Gabe Hart driven drive. A lot of guts, a lot of heart demonstrated by Fort Loramie to go up a 13, big extra point try here.
That was a big drive for the Redskins.
Thomas Hoying on to boot it. Well, I like the extra point kicking of Parrott of Convoy Crestview. He boots him far and high, leaving no doubt. Snap back to Hoying. Oh, this one's special. He rams that one long and high as well. He was wide on one earlier. Fort Loramie got a two-point conversion to offset that miss. The kick here is on the money. 4 seconds into the fourth. Fort Loramie on top, 28-14. Once again at F&M Bank. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate to start your dream home. It's the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account, making savings for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com. That's fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. F&M Bank. The new Home Buyer Plus Savings Account for Ohioans. Make that dream come a lot closer than you think through F&M Bank. Well, we've had, since it was 13-0 Fort Loramie, the clubs have traded touchdowns two each way. And the Redskins reproduced that two-touchdown margin, 28-14. With virtually all of the fourth quarter left to play, we are 4 seconds into it. It's a ground ball kickoff by Fort Loramie down to the 12-yard line. Returned by Convoy Crestview. Oh, good coverage downfield by the Redskins, who make the hit at the 23-yard line. Ball returned by Barton, and he was polished shy of the 25. Strong tackle by Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview with poor field position, ball marked for play back at the 22, which is where the knee touchdown. That Crestview's not in panic mode. Two touchdown deficit, plenty of time on the clock. Convoy can continue to run the ball like the Knights have so well all night long. Here is the quarterback dealing the ball to Martin. He breaks a tackle at the 22 or 23 and then dances outside, skips up over the 25 to the 28-yard line. Martin for six, second down and four for Convoy Crestview. Redskins defense playing a little better tonight than it did in the first 2 weeks of the season. That is for sure. Played extremely well against Covington last week. Covington got a cosmetic touchdown in the final moments of that game, their second score of the contest. Oh, right up the middle, running the ball is Martin. Martin with power, and he digs hard, gets up over the 30, 34, 35, first and 10. Tanner Heckman in on the last couple of stops for Fort Loramie. 6'3 freshman, defensive back. He's the QB of the future for Fort Loramie. 6'3 Tanner Heckman.
Good-sized kid.
In there on a couple tackles in a row. We've played a minute 20 here in the fourth. Fort Loramie in the lead, 28-14. Here's Penix with a screen behind the line, and the pass catcher makes one man miss. Another stays on his feet and hurls his body forward to the 45-yard line. Barton on the catch. Nifty run after catch by Barton. He got an even 10. Well done play. Barton made it go. He got the ball out in space, and Fort Loramie simply whiffed on a couple of tackle attempts. And it's first and 10 for Convoy Crestview at the Knights 46. Well, Fort Loramie wants to make sure Convoy Crestview earns this drive inch by inch, foot by foot, yard by yard. 10 minutes to go in this game. Penix fakes the ball to Martin, keeps, and he's being spied on this time by Fort Loramie, which sits on Penix at the 47 or 8, gain of 2, second down and 8.
Well, Penix has had to work hard back there. The snaps are either high or low. They haven't been very many good to him.
Good point. All night long, we have remarked about the fact that Penix reaches down around the shins, up above his helmet. But, boy, he has made the most of those poor snaps from center. He's been glue-fingered back there. Hard-nosed runner. Second down, 8. Martin running back alongside. 3 receivers left. Deep drop to the quarterback, Penix. Nearly a quarterback sack. Oh, he makes one more man miss. Flushed out of the pocket as Penix runs down the near sideline. Oh, Fort Loramie thought he might go out of bounds. I did too. He stays inbounds. Look at that run by Penix all the way to the 40 of Fort Loramie. Near sideline. He danced, used his interference well. Nice jaunt by Penix. Ball marked for play. 39 of Fort Loramie. 9:08 to go in the game. 28-14 Redskins.
That was a Houdini move back there.
It sure was. Here's Martin, left guard. Good. Bucks, and then he's shoved into the offensive backfield. Might have netted 2 or 3. Second down, 7 or 8 to go for a first down for Convoy Crestview. 8:45 to go in this game.
That was Hoing that met him in the hole right there. And boy, he stopped him right in his tracks.
6'4", Ray Hoing has had a splendid game tonight, especially on defense. Line of scrimmage, 37.5. Penix, deep drop. Looks to throw, right flat. Oh, an on-rushing linebacker for Fort Loramie. Got a finger on the ball, which fell short. Incomplete.
That was Grudich. Heck of a play.
Nice play by Grudich.
That was open. That was going to be a first down.
Well done by Eli Grudich of Fort Loramie. And you're right, Chuck. If that ball gets to the receiver, that's an easy 10 or 12 yards. Third down, 8 for Convoy Crestview. 4 down territory. Line of scrimmage, 37 of the Redskins. 8.25 to go in the game. 28-14 Fort Loramie. Trips to the left for Penix, the quarterback of Convoy. 2 receivers to the right for the Knights. Man in motion, Martin. Oh, low snap on the ground. And saving the play is the quarterback, Penix. He trapped it off the shoe tops. Ball might have whiskered the grass a little bit. His only play was right up the gut. And he fell forward for 1, maybe 2, sets up 4th, and close to 7 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, 36 to Fort Loramie. I tell you what, Chuck, ball game riding on this play for Convoy. Let's see what Penix dials up. Martin alongside. Penix rolls left, looks for a receiver, got him available, far sideline, throws it wide, late coverage, Fort Loramie, incomplete at the 17-yard line, and Fort Loramie holds.
They throw the ball well in rush downs with the play action. Not very when they're in a place where they got to throw it. They haven't been very effective.
And that ball was delivered a little bit late. If it's thrown sooner, just before the break by the receiver, it's spot on. It's
good.
Yep. Timing not quite there, and Convoy Crestview gives it up to Fort Loramie. First and 10 Redskins at the Fort Loramie 36. Ball intended down and out on the play for Hayden Parrott, and he was close to the sideline. Had he caught it, he might have been off the field. Fort Loramie got a late break on the ball and did make some coverage happen. Here is Gabe Hart, quarterback for Fort Loramie. Boy, he calls his number, and Fort Loramie's offensive line, Chuck, getting better here in the second half of this game. Good run on first down, a plus 6 or 7 for Fort Loramie.
They gave him about 8.
Sure did. Second and 2. 2 timeouts left each team. 7:21 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie 28, Convoy Crestview 14. Boy, there were some good games going on in the area, Chuck. Wow, hopefully we'll get some score updates. What was that, New Bremen, Versailles, 11-10?
18-11 now, Versailles in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Heck of a game. Sydney over Fairborn, 18-7 at half. Uh-oh, it is a play right up the middle, run by Fort Loramie. Fumble, ball on the ground, Convoy on the recovery. Knights get the football at the 43 of Fort Loramie, down by 14 with 6:55 to go here in the fourth. That's been Fort Loramie's nemesis all year long, putting the ball on the ground.
The Hart stuck the ball in, and I think he was trying to pull it back out.
Uh-huh.
The running back tried to hang on to it, and yep, it just dropped to the ground.
I want it, you want it, and then the ground wanted it. Convoy possession. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 44.
Has anybody claimed 50-50 yet?
And getting a reprieve is Convoy Crestview. Was just a moment ago, it turned the ball over on downs in Fort Loramie's half of the 50. Here is a short drop, but Penix rifles it near sideline. Oh, what a catch. Inbounds at the 25. Off to the races. No, he stopped because he was on the boundary after he caught it.
My goodness, that was a heck of a hands catch on the sideline that time.
Beautifully done by Wren Sheets of Convoy Crestview as the Fort Loramie defender went for the deflection or the pick, missed it. Sheets went up. He's got a tall frame, 6'5", 220. First and 10, line of scrimmage, 25 of Fort Loramie. Flat pass, aborted play. It's on the ground, incomplete. And it's second and 10 for Convoy Crestview with 6:46 to go in the game. And Fort Loramie leading 28-14. Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, remarked to us during the week about the size of Convoy Crestview, especially the receivers. Boy, Wren Sheets and Liam Putman are 6'6", 6'4", respectively. They have both received the ball very well tonight. Second and 10, Penix run all the way. Tries to squirm between left guard and tackle. And he slides for 3, maybe 4. Second down, 6 or 7 to go for Convoy Crestview with 6.5 left here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie hangs on to a 14-point lead. Again, 4 down territory for Convoy Crestview. Third and 6 or 7 to go for a first down. Clock winding down towards the 6-minute mark. Convoy Crestview with a couple timeouts remaining. Play clock is at 9, 8, 7 in the spread. Empty backfield. Quarterback Penix. Three receivers to the short side, 2 to the wide side. Late snap. Was it delay of game? False start. I think it's against Convoy. Oh, that hurts.
Delay of game. That is 70 yards in penalties now for Convoy.
Oh, that'll turn a game around. That'll flip the field a couple times.
And three of their holds were crucial.
Yep. Now they lost potentially touchdown points there in the second quarter on a drive which stalled because of holding calls. And then a long field goal of 46 came up short. So it's third and 12 for Convoy Crestview at the Fort Loramie 27-yard line with 5:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie up 14, 28-14. Trips to the near side. The quarterback, Penix, looks far side, throwing down near the goal line. Is it in the field of play? It's in the end zone. Is it out of bounds? Circus catch by Convoy Crestview. Haven't seen a signal. There it is. Good touchdown. The Knights. What a throw by Penix to Parrott. Penix had eyed Parrott all the way, and he lofted it up for him. He is 6 feet tall, 160-pound junior. Good over-the-shoulder catch by Parrott, who did not quite get into the end zone. He is marked at the 2-foot line. Penix will take it the last 24 inches, and he does. As he bucks right up the middle, Penix for the 6-point score, and it's 28-20. Convoy Crestview whittles the Fort Loramie lead from 14 down to 8. PAT try upcoming with 5:38 to go in this game, and we've got a possible photo finish upcoming. We're going to have a one-score game, Chuck, inside of 5 minutes in the fourth.
And it's going to come down to Loramie's offensive line, whether they win or lose the game, I think.
That's a good point. Fort Loramie's going to keep it on the ground, you would think most certainly. When the Redskins get the ball back, Convoy Crestview force a quick punt.
They had to call a timeout early in the second or the third quarter, so they only have two timeouts left.
Two timeouts remaining for Convoy, which will go for the single point after kick attempt by Parrott, who has boomed two extra points through the uprights. High snap from center, ball spotted. Kick is excellent. It's between the uprights. It's right there in the middle, down Main Street, 28-21. Fort Loramie up 7. 5:38 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
A very nifty kickoff return by Cantwell of Fort Loramie. He didn't catch the ball on a fly at the 10. He did get it on a couple of hops inside the 5. Did manage to weave his way through a mess right back up the middle of the field, stayed on his feet, and got all the way out to about the, what, Chuck, 30-yard stripe.
I think it's on the 30. He did a nice job of hanging onto the football because they were trying to, he got the extra 10 yards because they were trying to pull the football out.
And that's been the Redskins' problem. Mistakes, turnovers this year. Did get a takeaway early on in this game tonight for takeaway number one of the season. And as you called it, Chuck, Hart runs right up the middle, and he wedges out about four. Second down and six for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 34, no, the 33. Ball marked back where the knee went down. Second down and seven for Fort Loramie. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Redskins using a bunch of valuable time on that play clock, which is down to 15-14. Fort Loramie in no hurry. 4:53, 4:52 to go in the fourth. 28-21 lead. Redskins up seven. One, two, three receivers to the right for the quarterback, Hart. Seven in the box for Convoy Crestview. And we got a late penalty marker. Was it delay a game or a timeout called?
Not sure. Delay a game.
Oh, I was right the first time. Snap not made in time. Fort Loramie tried to milk that play clock, Chuck, but cut it too close.
Yep. Well, I mean, you got to really watch it. And you see pros and you see college quarterbacks sometimes. So you can't blame a high school kid if he messes this up every once in a while.
Second down and 12. Redskins at their own 28. 4:32 to go in the fourth. 28-yard line. Redskins in the huddle forever. Come to the line of scrimmage at 9, 8, 7 on the play clock. Hart in the spread, takes the snap, he wants to throw. Oh, it's a middle screen. Good play call. And the receiver makes a man miss, stays on his feet, zips up the middle of the field, gets to the 40. That might have been Cantwell on the catch. Well done. New line of scrimmage is good enough for a first down to the 40. Oh, that's a huge play.
That was a great play.
I thought it was Cantwell out of the backfield. May have been wrong.
He just circled right out, caught the ball about 5 yards down the field, had great blocking out in front of him.
I tell you what, we've seen both coaches make some very creative clutch decisions. Play calls tonight have been superb. That was a good one. Give the Fort Loramie coaching staff, led by head coach Spencer Wells, a lot of credit there. Timeout on the field, 4:08 to go in the fourth. New set of downs for Fort Loramie. First and 10, 40-yard line. Redskins, two timeouts left. According to the scoreboard, Knights have two remaining.
Penix just went off injured there at the end of that play.
Ooh, that hurts. Boy, they will want to get him back on the field, if at all possible. First down, Fort Loramie. Boy, you can expect three runs right here. Here's Hart in the spread. It is a deep handoff. It's a tailback draw. Good running play over the 45 to the 48. Cantwell, well done by Caden Cantwell, the 6-foot sophomore, 160-pounder. He rumbled, got some nice blocks. Well done up front. Jace Ruenkamp, Ben Plyman, Dylan Meyer, Alex Massey, Lewis Hart on the offensive line for Fort Loramie. 3:21 to go in the fourth. Second and three for the Redskins. Tell you what, a first down here, Chuck, and Convoy Crestview is hurting for sure with two timeouts left. Yep. And then a new set of downs for Fort Loramie. What you want to do here is take a couple plays to get the final 3 yards in a first. Running play right up the gut. It's Cantwell. Stays on his feet. Won't go down. 50, 45. Oh, he moves the pile with help from his offensive lineman. New line of scrimmage. The Convoy Crestview 38-yard line.
Boy, he runs hard.
First and 10 Redskins. 2:51 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie sets up shop at the Convoy Crestview 38. And sooner or later, Convoy's got to use timeouts.
No, you have to use one after this play unless Loramie gets another first down.
Exactly. Play clock is under 10. Fort Loramie is milking it for sure.
They're going to call timeout.
The Redskins may use one of their two remaining timeouts, and they do. 2:23 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 7. Redskins possession, 39 at Convoy Crestview on scores, broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
It is 1st and 10, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, 38 of Convoy Crestview, 2:20 to go, 4th quarter. Deep handoff to Cantwell. Cantwell to the line of scrimmage, makes a man miss, and he stays on his feet, pounding down to about the 32-yard line of Convoy Crestview. This is the best Fort Loramie's offensive line has played this season. It is stellar, pushing Convoy Crestview around a little bit. Convoy uses a timeout. 2:10 to go. Redskins up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And Fort Loramie's quarterback, Gabe Hart, on 2nd down and 5, runs it for 5. Right behind the center, powering down to about the 28-yard line of Convoy Crestview. A new set of 4 downs for Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview utilizes its final timeout of its complement of 3. They're out of them. Fort Loramie's got a new set of 4 downs and 21 points for Convoy, 28 for the Redskins, who lead it by 7, just over 2 to go in this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Unfortunately for Convoy Crestview, Penix, who went out a few plays ago, has not returned on defense for the Knights. Here's the snap back to Hart. He runs it. Nothing there at left tackle. And he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Outstanding play. Well done by Convoy Crestview's defensive lineman, Brinsfield. Evan in there on the tackle. 5'11 freshman made the stop behind the line. Hart was tagged with a 1 yard setback. 2nd down and 10, Fort Loramie. 1:38, 1:37 to go. Convoy Crestview cannot stop the clock. Fort Laramie should just about have this game tucked away, Chuck. Offensive line, splendid second half for the homestanding Redskins. Hard again, nothing in the middle. Left end. Oh, he's got a big frame, and he drives down the left sideline, trying to get extra yards, and the ball pops free. It's in the air, and it is picked off by Convoy Crestview down around the 17-yard line. Fumble recovery by Convoy. Oh, a tough break for Fort Laramie. Convoy Crestview made the hit. Redskins fighting for extra yards at the sideline, the QB Hart, and the ball was spiked up into the air, kind of an undercut swing. A heads-up play by the Convoy Crestview defender, and the referees had to come over to determine, was the ball caught on the rebound, on the fumble by Convoy Crestview in the field of play?
I think what happened was Hart was trying to stay up and not go out of bounds. He was trying to stay up, and they flicked the ball away from him. He was trying to make a heads-up play, and unfortunately turned it over.
I think you're right. Certainly that's what Gabe was attempting to do. He wanted to get to the turf. Convoy Crestview alertly would not let him, stood him up, and simply spiked the ball out from underneath. And the ball flew in the air 5 yards downfield, and Convoy picked it off at the 17 with a minute 16 to go in the fourth quarter. First and 10, Convoy down 7 outside the Knights 15-yard line. Who's quarterbacking, Chuck? That's a new number.
No, Penix is back.
No, Penix is back in. Oh, good play by Penix. After being shaken up several plays ago in defense, he rolls left and whips a bullet down the field to Barton on the ground. Catches. He was at his knees up over the 30 at the 31. Gain of 14. A minute to go in the game. First down, Convoy Crestview. Fort Laramie's put the ball on the ground twice in this game. That's been the nemesis all year for the Redskins. Turnovers. Here's a short flat pass to Barton again. He's got it inbounds in front of the Knights bench. And then he steps off the field of play, stopping the clock with 49.5 to go.
I'll tell you what, that is a well-coached football team we're watching from. Both teams are.
Yep.
But it's fun to watch them. They've done some really good things.
And Cole Harding, head man, second year at Convoy Crestview. Spencer Wells, seventh year at Fort Laramie. Here's Penix rolling right. Oh, he's got his big target, one of his favorites, down the right side of the field. Yes, it's caught on the play of Ren Sheets. He's up over the 45 to the 47-yard line. And he managed to stride to the boundary and got off the field with 42.5 to go. Convoy Crestview, after the heads-up play, spiking the ball out, recovering a fumble, is on a march. Penix rolling left. He's got a receiver at the first down stake right in front of the Convoy bench across the way. And on his knees, Parrott makes the reception. 44-yard line of Fort Laramie. 34.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Clock running. Convoy out of timeout. Fort Laramie up 7. Here's the quarterback, Penix. Deep drop, throwing long down the middle of the field. On the dead run, it's Parrott. He cannot catch up to it at the 10-yard line. As Penix put a lot of air under that one. Receiver tried to run under it. Couldn't reach it. And 23.2, second and 10, Convoy.
After the first play, they have subbed. They put in, is it Grossi? Number 4 is the quarterback now. So I think Penix tried to go out there, couldn't do it, and they took him back out.
New quarterback in for Convoy Crestview, Huxley Gross, 6-footer. He is a junior. He's got tough shoes to fill, as it looked like Penix was kind of hanging that shoulder a little limply a couple, 3 plays ago. He's off the field. 23 seconds to go. Convoy to the line of scrimmage, down by 7, second and 10 from the Fort Laramie 44, and we have a stoppage by the referee. Well, this drive by Convoy Crestview began after a Fort Laramie fumble, just a dynamite play on defense by Convoy Crestview. and it looked like Fort Loramie was in position to darn near run out the clock. And Convoy Crestview got a takeaway. That's why you play it to the final horn.
Exactly.
23.3 to go. Second and 10, Convoy Crestview. Down 7. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 44. And that's Gross in at quarterback. The official respots the football. It's inside the 44. 23.3 to go. Convoy can get a first down with a 10-yard gain and then maybe clock the football. Here's a low throw, trapped at the 36, incomplete. As Gross skipped it into the midst of the receiver, Parrott, no good, 18.5 to go, third and 10. Well, if you're Convoy, you don't need 10 on this play. You can get 6 or 7.
But you better get out of bounds if you do.
You better get out of bounds. Clock would stop briefly till the chain is advanced. No value in clocking the ball here. Here's a long throw by Fort Loramie, or I should say by Convoy Crestview, down the left side of the field. The referee's on it. Is it snared in bounds? It's a jump ball, a toss-up at the 7. Somebody came down for it with Convoy. No, it's incomplete. Is it ruled pass interference?
Yes, sir.
And that is the call. The officials are coming back up the field toward the 40. Convoy had rushed down inside the 10, thinking the Knights had made the reception. Ball did eventually get to the ground, a shove by Fort Loramie, which may have been a wise play.
Well, yeah, he never found the ball, and he ran right into the receiver. But if he hadn't, they were going to have the ball down about the 4-yard line.
Oh, my goodness, 13 seconds to go. What a turn of events here in the last seconds of this game. It is not a catch. It is pass interference on Fort Loramie. Down around the 5. Beautifully thrown football. Fort Loramie just simply took out the receiver, which in hindsight was one heck of a smart play on defense in the secondary. So it's first and 10 at the 29 after the penalty is marked off. The new quarterback throws middle of the field, wants to run for it, and now he throws near the line of scrimmage. It's short, incomplete at the 4-yard line with 6.7 to go, and Fort Loramie clinging to the 28-21 lead.
Just keep everybody in front of you. If they make the catch, make sure you put them on the ground. 6 yep. seconds to go, but boy, they got the big kid. They can throw the ball up in the air and let Sheets go get it.
And you can bet that is what head coach Cole Harding does here. He had Gross lost the football for either Putman or Sheets downfield. Redskins with 6 or 7 in the secondary. Gross with time. He's back at the 38 to 35. Being pursued. Ball thrown. End zone. Triple team to Sheets. It's batted to the ground. Incomplete. Fort Loramie wins. What a heck of a game here tonight at Fort Loramie.
Absolutely. It was a great game. That pass was there, but 3 defenders knew that they were going to go to Sheets.
28-21, Fort Loramie in its inaugural Northwest Conference football game nips Convoy Crestview, which made a valiant effort at the end to draw even or win the game with a 2-point conversion. Touchdown denied. Pass interference call against Fort Loramie 2 plays ago. Heads up play by the Redskins, denying a possible completion inside the 5. And then Fort Loramie with a half a dozen center fielders in the secondary on the very last play of the game had a trio on the tall Sheets of Convoy Crestview and knocked the ball away at the last second to preserve the Fort Loramie lead and the win. 28-21, Redskins by 7. Fort Loramie goes to 2-2. Convoy Crestview now also 2-2. And as Chuck remarked several minutes ago, with the win, Fort Loramie's never lost a game in the NWC.
Good for them.
Well played. Fine contest tonight. A battle of 2 excellent quarterbacks in Division 7 football, Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie, Bryson Penix of Convoy Crestview. We'll return in a few minutes to close it all out when we come back. Fort Loramie 28, Convoy Crestview 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
28-21 Fort Loramie in a thriller over Convoy Crestview. Let's hope Bryson Penix can get back on the field real soon for the Crestview Knights. He was banged up a little bit late in the game and had to be subbed for at QB by Huxley Gross, a junior, and a young man by the name of Braxton Leith, who ran for 1,300 yards last year for Convoy Crestview, was out last week, this week as well. Convoy hopes to get him back soon. Convoy Crestview, solid club, well coached, falling just short tonight here at Fort Loramie. Redskins never trailed in the game. It never got tied after Fort Loramie scored the first couple of touchdowns. Chuck noted for me that technically I erred early in the game when I said Fort Loramie got a fumble recovery on an aborted play by Convoy Crestview in punt formation. It was a fourth down. High snap, Fort Recovery, or I should say Fort Loramie, recovered the football on a fourth down. Ball was turned over on downs. Gave the appearance of a fumble recovery. Wasn't technically. Fort Loramie still, this season, does not have a takeaway and turned it over two more times tonight. Fort Loramie now down 8-0 in the turnover takeaway department of the season, but does survive and win thanks to tremendous production by the offensive line of Fort Loramie. Credit where it's due. Jace Ruhenkamp, Ben Plyman, Dylan Meyer, Alex Massey, Lewis Hart up front, paving the way for Gabe Hart to do a lot of running throughout the game. Early on, it was Ray Hoying, and in much of the second half, some good use of Caden Cantwell on the ground for the Redskins, too. Hey, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home for a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. Typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. And if you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. And that was the case tonight. Great game, Chuck. Fort Loramie wins it 7-20-21. Fort Loramie 1-0 in league action, 2-2 on the year. Conway Crestview now 2-2, 0-1 in the NWC.
Yeah, that was a terrific football game, and it was you knew it was going to be tight because both teams pretty much equal, and it turned out that way. I'll give you some stats: 396 total yards for Crestview. They had 201 on the ground, 195 throwing. It very balanced. Had 20 first downs. Did not turn the ball over. Loramie, on the other hand, 141 on the ground, 195 in the air, 336 total. 13 first downs. Did turn it over twice. Going to go with my Clancy's players of the game. I'm going to go with Penix for the Knights. On the other side, Ray Hoing had a terrific game on defense. He's going to be one. And Gabe Hart threw for two, ran for two, and ran for the two-point conversion. I don't see how you keep him from having a Clancy's award also.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack along with Chuck. 28-21, Fort Loramie wins by 7. Good football game. Two evenly matched teams, two fine quarterbacks. We hope that Bryson Penix is not hurt badly enough to miss time.
Right.
Convoy needs him. They need to get the ace running back, Leith, back on the field as well. Nicely coached game by Cole Harding, coach at Convoy Crestview in year number two. He matched strategy with Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie. Redskins never trailed, and Convoy never got it tied, but almost did on that last drive. Fort Loramie seemed to be running out the clock down around the 25-yard line of Convoy Crestview with just over a minute to play, and Convoy Crestview with a great swinging spike from underneath to pop the ball in the air when Hart of Fort Loramie was trying desperately to get on the ground near the sideline and go down in bounds. Convoy Crestview seemed to hold him up and shake the ball free, pried it out, and then Convoy Crestview went the other way and had to run a few plays down the stretch with Gross, the junior, on the field in place of Penix, who was shaken up very late in this game.
Yeah, and when you talk about the play by Hart, he tried to make a heads-up play, and he really did, but then Crestview made a little bit of a better play. Luckily for the defense, they did a good job. They didn't give up the score, you know, and they needed this win. If they would have let this thing get into overtime, I'm not sure how it would have turned out.
I tell you what, the pass interference call was correct, and it was a good heads-up play in hindsight before Loramie.
Absolutely.
And that may have been part of the instructions there very late in the game in the last half minute. Hey, if a receiver gets beyond you, you just go take him out, and that's what Fort Loramie did at the 5-yard line.
Yep, they were
on what was the next to last play of the game.
Yeah,
and it was ruled a penalty, but the yards, of course, marked off from the line of scrimmage. It's not a spot foul down at the 5, and then on the final pass play into the end zone, Fort Loramie had triple coverage on Sheets, and Fort Loramie tapped the ball away. Sheets had no chance to catch it, and that was it. Game went right down to the wire. It looked like Fort Loramie was going to run out the clock and win comfortably and kneel.
Yep.
And kneel the last couple three plays because Convoy was out of timeouts. But, whoo, this Convoy Crestview team, dangerous. And I love the way Cole Harding coached them. Never panicked the entire night. Spencer Wells and his staff, a nice rebound with two straight wins after a couple tough physical losses to Versailles and Minster in the first couple games. Convoy next week plays Allen East at home, and Fort Loramie's here against Lima Central Catholic. Both teams, Convoy, Crestview, and Fort Loramie, now 2-2 on the year. Chuck thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yep.
Fun broadcast, and the game was a good one, and it made the night even more enjoyable.
Yeah, it did. I mean, you had a great halftime group with Loramie Volleyball. Yeah, nice night. And for the most part, early in the game, I could still see the field even with the sun in my eyes.
Yeah, again, so many thanks to John Rogers, 18-year head coach of volleyball at Fort Loramie. His team, 11-1, plays on the road at St. Henry tomorrow. Again, gratitude to the four captains on the volleyball team, seniors Jenna Barhorst, Victoria Mesher, Ava Brandewey, and Katie Luthman. They were with us at intermission as well. Spent probably, I don't know, 11, 12 minutes with the group during the halftime break. Thanks to Convoy Crestview, which rolled out the red carpet for me and my visit this past week on Tuesday. We sat down, chatted with head coach Cole Harding, visited with Spencer Wells on Thursday. Thanks to both schools for all of the assistance, and it made the night grand.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a fun league for Loramie to be, and we know LCC is a class act. This was an outstanding football program. It's just going to be fun, and it's good for them to get into something, maybe a little bit more travel than they want, but it's a really good league.
And you know what we're going to have to do when Fort Loramie plays? We've got to get clued into where we can access these NWC scores.
Yep.
Because Fort Loramie is now 1-0, a head start, a good beginning in conference action. And I think the league's wide open up for grabs.
I'll ask Joe that, because I don't think that he's even thought about the fact that maybe that some of those scores we'd want to get. So
right.
I'll talk to him for next week.
Yep, it's a new era, so to speak, for Fort Loramie football in the NWC. Last we heard, Anna trailed Coldwater early fourth quarter, 21-6. Coldwater's in action next week at Minster, and we've got that game. Kickoff at 7, on the air at 6:20. Minster hosts Coldwater next week. Last we heard, Minster was up, not by much, over Parkway in the third.
They were up 42-0.
They
had a good run.
Ooh. I misunderstood an early score.
It was close early, but then they must have. That was a halftime score. So,
it was nothing at the start.
Yes, it was tied. I'm looking forward. I like going to Minster. They're really good to us there, and I can't wait to see the new press box.
Yeah, it's got some depth to it, a lot of room, spacious. That'll be fun. Sydney 37, Fairborn 27, in a game on Fairborn's new stadium down off Interstate 675, new high school, fine facility, and a picture-perfect football field, baseball, softball complex.
Nice.
It's out of this world.
Yep.
So many thanks to our great online listeners tonight. Gratitude to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Final score once again, Fort Loramie Redskins 28, Convoy Crestview Knights 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.